satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout, or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Hey, welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Today's show is sponsored by ExpressVPN. Thousands of my listeners have already secured their network data. Join them at expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro. Well, March Madness began yesterday, and it was, you know, a spectacular beginning. There was a 15 seed that beat a 2 seed. You know, it's all begun, but there was one moment that really shone above all the others during March Madness. So there was a 16-1 game, okay, meaning a 16 seed playing a 1 seed. That 16 seed was Howard University. They haven't been in the tournament for a long time. And the 1 seed was Kansas. So, you know, not a shock. The 1 seed won, and won pretty handily, 96-68. But the real headline here is that Kamala Harris showed up. So Kamala Harris apparently showed up to the game and then proceeded to get booed, actually. She got booed when she showed up to the game, when she was shown on the arena's Jumbotron. So that is, I think, deserved. But that wasn't the real headline here. The real headline is what Kamala Harris did right after. And I saw this clip last night, and I have to give credit to Javier, our security guy, because he's the one who made me aware of this. And he deserves all the credit for what's about to grace your screens and your ears, because this is just the most spectacular Kamala Harris performance of all time. So Howard has just gotten its butt handed to it by Kansas. And again, no shame in that. They're a 16 seed playing a 1 seed. They're supposed to lose. And the first half was relatively close. The second half, they sort of fell apart. Not atypical in a game like this. But imagine that you've spent the entire season trying to play into the NCAA tournament. You finally get there, and you get whooped by almost 30 points. And then in strolls the Vice President of the United States, one of the most charmless, graceless people ever to walk the political stage. And she is there to give you a pep speech after you've just lost by 30 points. She's going to give an inspirational, uplifting talk. This is our political class in a nutshell. It's all Veep. It is all just a giant joke. And these are all jokers. Just imagine, honestly, imagine the feelings of the players who have played the whole year to get to the tournament. They've just lost. And they're like, God, all I want to do is take a shower. And if I'm of age, have a beer and go home. And in strolls the Vice President of the United States with the cameras to give an uplifting, inspiring speech. But it's Kamala Harris style, so here we go. Just clapping.
You played hard. You played to the very last second. You made us Bison so, so proud. You hustled out there. You are smart. You are disciplined. You put everything you had into the game. And you know, that's what it's about, right? Until the last minute.
Oh, no.
You guys did that. You didn't stop until the last second. You did not stop. And that is so inspiring.
Well, what were they supposed to do? Forfeit?
So you keep playing with chin up and shoulders back. Because you showed the world who Bison are. Right?
Sweet baby.
I mean, literally what you have done is in historic proportion. You know, I was at Howard back in the day where we were just happy that there was a game. Much less getting to this place. Right? And I see Bison literally all over the world. And we've been talking about you, this team. You all, this team, this year, this team.
She's so terrible.
You make us so proud.
God.
So I know you may not be feeling great right now, okay? But know who you are. You are excellent.
You need to pick her up from the VP.
You are hard work. You are powerful.
She doesn't stop. She just keeps going.
All right? So please know that.
You just lost me.
Please know that, and I'll see you later. And if you guys ever want to come and do a White House
Silver's
coach. Where's coach? There you are. Come, so we plan, if you guys want at some point, right? When it's like when you feel like playing hooky Friday afternoon, whatever. Just come and we'll do a White House tour, okay?
They're like, never.
All right,
we don't
want
to be in
a hurry. So proud. All right, I'll see you later.
Right, like, please, I hope we don't see you later. Goodbye. Wow, that wasn't that inspiring. That was the most inspiring speech since that one time that girl played in the football game, and then she kicked a squib kick, and then she gave a picker upper talk at halftime. That is just inspiring stuff from Kamala Harris. A slow clap for the vice president of the United States. All of politics is morons. Hey, they're all stupid. I'm just gonna say it right now. They're all idiots. Kamala Harris is the vice president of the United States. She has no sense of time. She has no sense of place. She has no sense of the emotional reality of losing an NCAA basketball game. She strolls on in and makes a political speech with no content whatsoever, and everybody is just supposed to nod. And, oh, my God, she's so terrible. She's so awful at this. And the reason that I begin with this is because that's all of them. They're all like this. I've met many politicians. The number of politicians who have this extraordinary sense of egotism, that the entire world revolves around them. They walk into a room, and the only thing that matters is the words that are going to spill from their mouths, like pearls from the mouth of Demosthenes. Like, it's amazing. It's amazing. The lack of self-awareness. Just the utter self-censored narcissism of these people. And that is why our policies suck everywhere and for all time, because that's who politics draws, apparently. We'll get to more on this in just 1 second. First, if you have a family like I do, you have dependents, you need life insurance. Because God forbid you're walking down the street and suddenly an asteroid starts plummeting directly toward you from orbit. You're thinking to yourself, because you don't have time to get out of the way, man, I should have listened to Shapiro. I should have headed on over to PolicyGenius.com. PolicyGenius was built to modernize the life insurance industry. Their technology makes it easy to compare life insurance quotes from America's top insurers in just a few clicks to find your lowest price. PolicyGenius has licensed agents who can help you find the best fit for your needs. They work for you, not the insurance company, so you can trust them to find you the best fit. They don't have that incentive to recommend one insurer over another. There are no added fees. Your personal details will remain private. With PolicyGenius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $25 per month for $1 million in coverage. Some options offer coverage in as little as a week and avoid those unnecessary medical exams. Your loved ones deserve that financial safety net, and you deserve a smarter way to find and buy it. Head on over to PolicyGenius.com or click the link in the description. Get your free life insurance quotes. See how much you could save today. Again, that's PolicyGenius.com, PolicyGenius.com, or click the link in the description. Get your free life insurance quotes. See how much you could save. It has now been 3 years. The anniversary was yesterday, of 15 days to slow the spread. Isn't that exciting? You remember that happened March 15th, 2020. 15 days to slow the spread. One of the signal moments in American history. Now, it's understandable at the time. I don't want to do this routine where 2020 is hindsight. At the time, people didn't know that much about the virus. You know, it was arguable as to what exactly should be done. But the broad smiles on the faces of the people who are about to implement 15 days to slow the spread, which actually meant 3 years to slow the spread, trillions of dollars blown into the economy, an inflationary spiral, a shutdown on hundreds of thousands of small businesses, the destruction of children's lives for 2 years, the smiles on their faces ushering this thing in, are creepy in retrospect. Let's just say that. Because this was the beginning, right? This did not turn out the way they said it would turn out. It wasn't, in fact, a concerted strategy. It was not, in fact, a way of gaining control over the virus, because it didn't do that. It was an element of one ultra-crepidarian side of society, the expert class, deciding for the rest of us what life was going to be like. Here is the clip for those who don't remember that terrible day, March 15th, 2020.
He was my mentor, so I'm going to have to let him speak.
Deborah Burks,
the small print here, it's really small print. In states with evidence of community transmission, bars, restaurants, food courts, gyms, and other indoor and outdoor venues where groups of people congregate should be closed.
And look how happy he is. Look how pleased they are with themselves. They are so pleased with themselves. Now, of course, the big problem here is that President Trump had the right instincts, which was don't shut everything down. But he was essentially encouraged to defer to the quote unquote expert class. And the expert class blew it. They blew it for 3 long years. They are still blowing it. Dr. Anthony Fauci, who just will not leave. I mean, I thought he was going to leave already, but apparently he is still here. He is out there still saying, we need more booster shots. Booster shots are the only way out. More and more and more booster shots. Again, where is the evidence that this is the case? I would love to see what evidence he's actually citing that booster shots are going to be the way out of anyone getting COVID ever again, considering that it has not stopped transmission in any serious way.
And let me just ask you, I know it's radical, but let me ask a doctor a medical question. How are we doing in the COVID battle right now?
We can do better than we're doing. We've got to get that death rate, which is around 400 or so, sometimes as high as 500, sometimes down to 300 per day. We've really got to do better than that. I mean, if you look at the relative percentage of people who are updated on their boosters, we have less than 20% of the eligible people have received that updated BA.4/5 boost. So we've got to do better than that, even though we're doing much better than we were.
Shots and shots and shots and shots. It's the only way out. 80% of your body mass must be made up of the vaccine, despite the fact that, again, the data tends to show that natural immunity is just as durable, if not more durable, than the actual vaccines themselves, particularly when it comes to Omicron, which is not nearly as deadly as the original variant. But the key to understanding Anthony Fauci and what the last 3 years have been is this clip. He says, you know what? When we've been giving you data, when we've been out there saying contradictory things, it's not because we're flip-flopping. It's because we're learning. I wish that were true. I wish that were true. I wish that Anthony Fauci, I wish the expert class had been transparent the whole way. But they're not. They're not. They believe in an exoteric distinction when it comes to politics. And very famously, there's a philosopher named Leo Strauss who talks about Plato. And what he suggests is that there are people who read Plato and then they sort of just read it at face value, but there's a deeper meaning to it. And the deeper meaning is planted there for the specific elite and everybody else. That's the esoteric. And then the exoteric is what everybody else is able to read. When it comes to your job as a public servant providing information to the public, there should not be an esoteric-exoteric distinction. It shouldn't be that the elites get one message and everybody else gets the other. There shouldn't be platonic lies. Anthony Fauci insists there were not platonic lies, but we know for a fact that there were platonic lies. And that is why the elites blow it, and they continue to blow it. Here was Anthony Fauci yesterday.
What have you learned 3 years in about COVID?
The big surprise of all, when we expected that it would go up and then go back down and then sort of disappear and go into the background, we wound up having variant after variant and surge after surge right up to what we're having right now, which are sublineages of the Omicron surge, which started well over a year ago. So this has been really a moving target. And that's the reason why we've had to many times change some of the things that we said and recommended. People saying that's flip-flopping, but it isn't. It's learning as you go along and making your recommendations according to the new data as it evolves.
If they had been fully transparent, that would be true, but it is not true. There were no new data suggesting that masks suddenly became effective after Anthony Fauci said they weren't effective after saying that they were effective. There was no new data suggesting that protesting certain causes was okay, but protesting other causes was not okay. There was no new data suggesting that certain types of outdoor activity should be banned, but other types of outdoor activity should not be banned. Like, the data were pretty clear in the early days exactly what COVID was and what COVID was not. The data changed when it came to, for example, or they were just lying about the data and falsifying the data with regard to transmissibility after vaccination. But this is the key. The experts keep claiming over and over and over that they are able to control all the vicissitudes of life, all of the risks of life. And then they blow it. And then they wonder why people look at them and they say, you experts don't know bleep. We do not trust you anymore. They have blown all institutional trust. Get some more on this in just 1 second. First, folks, if you own a small business, you know the value of time. So does Innovation Refund. That's why they've made it easy, no matter how busy you are, to apply for the Employee Retention Credit. That's ERC. Go to GetRefunds.com to get started. In less than 8 minutes, you can see if your business qualifies for ERC assistance. Your business might be eligible for a payroll tax refund of up to $26,000 per employee kept on payroll during COVID-19. In other words, you may have overpaid your taxes. Innovation Refunds has already helped clients claim over $3 billion in payroll tax refunds through the ERC. They might be able to help your business as well. There's no upfront charge either. They're not going to get paid until the business gets its refund. So you really have nothing to lose. And until you get money, they're not going to see it on. Many businesses believe they won't qualify based on incomplete or outdated information. Don't let this opportunity pass you by because the payroll tax refund is only available for a limited amount of time. Head on over to GetRefunds.com. Again, that's GetRefunds.com, GetRefunds.com. It's been a rough several years for the economy. If you're a business owner, you've had to ride out that wave from the COVID lockdowns to the inflation of Joe Biden's era, to the stagnation that's about to come. It's a rough time for everybody. This is why you should check out GetRefunds.com right now. Head on over to GetRefunds.com. Alrighty, coming up, the experts keep telling us everything is under control, which is just about when you should start to panic. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
9. Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So the experts on the economy, they're telling you everything is under control. And the minute that our experts now say that everything is under control, I start to check my wallet because I have serious, serious doubts. According to the Wall Street Journal, the biggest banks in the United States swooped in to rescue First Republic Bank with a flood of cash totaling $30 billion yesterday in an effort to stop a spreading panic following a pair of recent bank failures. The bank executives came together in recent days to formulate the plan, discussing it with Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen and other officials and regulators in Washington, D.C., people familiar with the matter said. Apparently, the banks have already taken out, I kid you not, something like $168 billion from the Federal Reserve in terms of borrowing from the Federal Reserve in order to shore up their balance sheets in expectation of possible future runs. The possibility of a real recession now is becoming larger and larger, which is exactly what Goldman Sachs says. The attempt to save First Republic is probably how they should have done it with Silicon Valley Bank. But as you'll recall, the Federal Reserve decided that the FDIC decided they were not going to allow a full bidding process to just pick up and save Silicon Valley Bank by other big banks. Instead, they were going to make you, the taxpayer, bear the burden of filling in all of those unsecured depositors, which puts the Federal Reserve on the hook for trillions of dollars in unsecured deposit holdings if one of these banks goes under. All of the all of these banks, their stock dropped yesterday. J.P. Morgan Chase, Citigroup, Bank of America, Wells Fargo. They're each making a $5 billion uninsured deposit into First Republic in order to, again, shore up their balance sheets. Morgan Stanley and Goldman Sachs are each kicking in $2.5 billion apiece. Five other banks are contributing $1 billion apiece. The Treasury Department, Federal Reserve, FDIC, and Office of the Comptroller of the Currency said, quote, "This show of support by a group of large banks is most welcome and demonstrates the resilience of the banking system." Now, again, this sounds a little too easy, honestly. So yesterday, Janet Yellen gave testimony on the Hill where she suggested that our banking system remains sound. Now, again, this is the same lady who suggested that inflation was going to be transitory and that blowing money into the economy was not going to be a permanent problem.
I can reassure the members of the committee that our banking system is sound and that Americans can feel confident that their deposits will be there when they need them. This week's actions demonstrate our resolute commitment to ensure that our financial system remains strong and that depositors' savings remain safe.
Hey, well, do you feel secure now that she said it? All the experts are saying they're under control. It's under control, just like COVID was under control, 15 days to slow the spread. They always have it under control until precisely the moment that they do not. One big problem when it comes to First Republic is that the systemic problems that actually attend to First Republic are slightly different than the systemic problems with Silicon Valley Bank. The Silicon Valley Bank overinvested in U.S. government bonds or mortgage-backed securities. That was one of their big problems. 15% of First Republic's $212 billion in assets are investment securities, mostly made up of municipal bonds. Now, muni bonds have the advantage, according to the Wall Street Journal, of being tax exempt, and they bear a low risk weighting for the purposes of calculating capital to meet the regulatory standards. Most muni bonds are held by households and mutual funds that are thinly traded on the secondary market. Muni bonds also have a similar duration risk to other long-dated government securities, but they can't be rapidly sold to redeem deposits. So that means that First Republic is actually not all that liquid. So, another illustration of how Dodd-Frank failed. First Republic's Tier 1 leverage ratio is greater than that of most big banks, though it might not be enough to absorb all of the losses. So in other words, you know, this notion that simply shoring up their current holdings is going to be enough, if they're not liquid, it may not be enough if there were to be a run on the bank. Janet Yellen also admitted yesterday, by the way, that the SVB bailouts of uninsured deposit holders, unsecured deposit holders, she admitted that that sort of bailout is not going to apply to rural community banks. So apparently it only applies to the ones that are, quote unquote, too big to fail or too properly located to fail.
Every bank, every community bank in Oklahoma, regardless of the size of the deposit, will they get the same treatment that SVB just got or Signature Bank just got?
A bank only gets that treatment if a majority of the FDIC board, a supermajority of the Fed board, and I, in consultation with the president, determine that the failure to protect uninsured depositors would create systemic risk.
So it won't create systemic risk if a small bank fails and it's a bunch of farmers. But if it's Silicon Valley Bank and they're tied into the entire system because it is elite people who are using those institutions, all those people get bailed out. By the way, this is the same Janet Yellen. Again, her expertise is supposed to make you feel secure. This is the same Janet Yellen who said literally yesterday in testimony that reckless spending did not contribute to the collapse. She was asked if reckless spending contributed to the collapse. She's like, no, not at all.
Well, this administration acknowledged that their reckless tax and spending contributed to not only the challenges that we see in everyday households, but also to challenges that we're facing today with SVB.
Look, inflation is too high, and it is the president's top priority to bring it down. And there are many contributors to why inflation is too high. Importantly, fallout from the pandemic and Russia's war on Ukraine that boosted food and energy prices. Many countries around the world suffer from the same problem.
So it wasn't the reckless spending. So we'll keep going with the reckless spending, and then she will assure you that everything is going to be just fine. Again, I have doubts. I have serious doubts. Because Janet Yellen, Kamala Harris, these are all part of the same broad political class. Anthony Fauci. Now, the notion that the expert class in politics is different from the political class generally is a category error. A lot of these people are not, in fact, predominantly experts in their fields who are concerned with getting the answer right. Many of them are very much in favor of being in charge of the levers of public policy, and that requires a certain level of self-confidence that often crosses over into narcissistic arrogance that allows you to make predictions that simply are not true and play with people's money and lives. Already coming up, Credit Suisse has been in trouble recently. Well, maybe that has something to do with the people they hire to handle global management or something. This is Ben Shapiro Show.
Betsy has a scratch.
Who has a what?
Betsy, my car. She has a big old scratch on her side. Honey, I've had her since college.
I know, honey. Take her to Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. It's going to be okay. Remember, that's where you told me to take my car because they do minor and major auto body repair and full paint jobs. And it looks like she could use one.
Crossroads Auto Body Repair.
You know they do free estimates. Call 530-226-0992. Write it down.
Got it. 530-226-0992.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Redding Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for the outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Redding Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, bounce houses. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, $5 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we honor our veterans with free admission all day. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd. Go to www.reddingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Pedigo Redding, Zombie Arms and Ammunition, Crown Motors, and California Customs.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time is coming for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
what's being hidden from us, about the COVID-19 scenario, about covert climate engineering operations that are wreaking havoc with weather all over the world, about the totality of unfolding and accelerating global environmental collapse. If you're willing to face and investigate shocking, verifiable realities that mainstream media sources and their distract and divide talking heads will never tell you, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Saturday at 11 a.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Bank strong.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So as I've been saying, the class of elites who seek to run our society, they're increasingly strange. This is also true apparently in the banks. Credit Suisse was one of the other banks that was sort of on the chopping block here. They've had an infusion of cash from the Swiss National Bank. It is unclear, other than Credit Suisse's kind of general mismanagement over the course of the last 3 years, what makes them more systemically risky than other banks. But that mismanagement has been presided over by the head of global markets at Credit Suisse, a person named Pips Bunce. Pips Bunce. Well, Pips Bunce is an interesting human. Pips Bunce, his name is Philip Bunce. He is a dude. But he is known, according to the Evening Standard in the UK, to sometimes go to work in a wig and women's clothing. He was also named on the Financial Times and Heroes Champions of Women in Business list, an annual ranking of 100 company leaders who support women in business. This gender-fluid senior director at Credit Suisse. This is back in 2018. So, this man is one of the 100 best women in business, according to the Financial Times. Known as Pips Bunce, the director who is Credit Suisse's head of global markets core engineering integration components came in 32nd on the Financial Times list of 100 female business champions, despite the fact that he is in fact a male who is married to a woman and has a couple of kids. After receiving that award, he said in a statement, "I am truly honored and humbled by this award, and I'm proud of the progress we are making toward all forms of gender diversity and equality." These are the people who are running our institutions increasingly. If this seems strange to you, it shouldn't be. Because we are a society that is completely devoted to the idea that forms of oddity and weirdness are not indicators of any failures of risk assessment whatsoever. It's just, this is the normal. It's the new normal, guys. It's just normal. Here is a McKinsey celebrating Pips Bunce.
I think as an LGBTQI leader, I think some of the things that's really helped me on my own journey is, you know, A, being really proud of who I am,
Pips Bunce.
You know, really owning my authenticity, because I think people relate and correlate to you so much better when they know you're being totally genuine, sincere, and honest. I think also, you know, having had certain amounts of adversity on your own journey, I think that inbuilds into you a fair amount of sort of extra resilience, which then really helps empower your own sort of leadership skills.
Yeah. This is what you're looking for in a banker, isn't it? These are the folks who you want handling your banking. By the way, here is Pips Bunce at that McKinsey Alliance LGBTQ conference, talking about what intersectionality means to him.
Intersectionality to me means, you know, we don't all fit into a nice single one box. You know, I'm non-binary, I'm gender fluid, I'm trans, I'm many different things. We all, you know,
you're
have
not,
so
you're
many
new.
Different amazing attributes. To me, we're all the same, but uniquely different.
Remember, power should never be concentrated in too few hands, because very often people are strange and weird. And the people who often seek that power in today's modern world are people who are not doing so out of a sense of duty to their fellow human beings. They are seeking that power not because they believe that they are going to, quote unquote, better the world for anyone except for their own particular type. It's a strange and terrifying move on behalf of Western civilization when the great experts of our time are mostly concerned about whether they get on magazine covers rather than what they are actually accomplishing in the world. Which brings us to the strangest clip of the day. We played a few already, but this is definitely the strangest clip of the day. So, Dylan Mulvaney is a man who believes that he is a woman and has been richly rewarded for that delusion. Dylan Mulvaney has spent 1 year being a girl, by which I mean he is a man who pretends that he is a girl for a year, and this means that he gets makeup contracts, and it means that he performs at the Rainbow Room, sponsored by major corporations, and has major Hollywood stars come out in support of him pretending to be a woman. Now, we are supposed to believe that in some internal way, Dylan Mulvaney is, one, actually a woman, not just a gay man, actually a woman, and two, not attention-seeking, a perfectly humble person who's going about the problems in his daily life but suffers from gender dysphoria and is trying to find his happy place. That's what we're supposed to believe. The culture has told us that we must believe this. We must repeat this. Well, it's unfortunate, then, that there is tape of Dylan Mulvaney being a gay man, like, a few years ago. And it turns out that Dylan Mulvaney imitating a woman is precisely the same thing as Dylan Mulvaney being a flamboyant gay man. Here is a clip of Dylan Mulvaney on The Price is Right, circa 2020. See if you can tell the difference between Dylan Mulvaney's behavior in this clip and Dylan Mulvaney's behavior now, the only difference being that now Dylan Mulvaney wears more makeup and a dress.
You get to spin the wheel!
Yeah, you get to spin the wheel, but guess what? You get a second chance in this game first.
No way! Oh yeah. My god! Oh my god, I'm still in it!
So you know two prices already, which is a great thing. $3.99 and $5.99. Which one do you want to keep?
I'm gonna keep the $5.99.
Keep $5.99. Something else up here is $5.99. Can you tell me what it is? You get.
Oh, good lord.
I'm going to say
the soup. Get ready,
guys.
Get ready.
Soup. $5.99. It's pretty fancy. It is. Yes! You got it! Dylan's a winner! Dylan's a winner! Dylan, nice job, man.
Dylan is not an attention-seeking person.
Look at that.
Dylan is a humble person seeking. Here goes Dylan Mulvaney. And the camera stays on Dylan Mulvaney. Wait, no. Is it over? It's not over. Nope. You think we're going to fade? Nope. There's more. I'm going to go to commercial. Nope. 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 All right, well, now he's running around. He's waving his hand. Now he's kissing the camera, jumping up and down, and doing spins. And you think it's now he's doing a weird dance? And more weird dancing? You think it's over, guys? It's over, right? Nope. Oh, it's continuing. Wow. So, now picking up a pool cue. Wow, like doing step kicks. Okay, well, is it over? Is it rowing the boat. Dylan Mulvaney, guys. A humble individual simply seeking personal happiness and in no way attention-seeking. Again, I will note that Dylan Mulvaney's behavior as a flamboyant gay man in this clip is precisely the same as Dylan Mulvaney's behavior as a woman. So, the new definition of woman now actually just matches up with Jack Nicholson's description of a woman in As Good As It Gets, a man but without reason or accountability. Literally, that is Dylan Mulvaney's definition of a woman. You know, my friend Matt Walsh, he constantly asks, what is a woman? We know the answer. The answer is a woman is Dylan Mulvaney, which means exactly the same as Dylan Mulvaney, gay man, but wearing a dress and some high heels and some makeup and having some surgeries. So exactly. So a man without reason or accountability is apparently now that was a joke when Jack Nicholson said it in As Good As It Gets. And now it's the actual definition of woman, according to members of the far left. So things are going great in our society. This person sat with the president of the United States talking about policy with regard to hormone treatments and surgeries for minors. This is where we are in our all the experts, the expert class. They are amazing at this. I'm so glad that they proved their mettle during the pandemic and then proved their mettle again in 40-year highs in inflation, proved their mettle socially by pushing this sort of nonsense. They're also proving their mettle when it comes to the environment. So I'm excited to announce to you that the left, which told you about 6 weeks ago that there was no attempt to come after the gas stoves, remember this? You know, the Biden administration had talked about they were going to investigate whether to get rid of gas stoves or not. Well, and they're like, no, we're not getting rid of gas stoves. No, guys, we'd never do something like that. We know you love your gas stoves. We know it's a lot easier to cook on flame than it is to cook on an electric stove, which, by the way, is true. It is much better to cook on an open flame than it is on an electric stove. But they said, no, you're not supposed to pay any attention. We're not going to do any of that. They were lying. We'll get to more on this in just 1 second. First, even with Roe versus Wade overturned, the number one killer of infants continues to be abortion. In this country alone, abortion takes the lives of nearly 1 million babies per year. Preborn Network Clinics is determined to put a stop to abortion by introducing expectant moms to their unborn kids via ultrasound. So my wife is currently pregnant with our fourth child. Let me tell you, the quality of the ultrasounds these days is just extraordinary. It's truly amazing. It's a miracle to be able to see your child well before they are born. Upon hearing the heartbeat, expectant moms are 80% more likely to choose life. The majority of women who enter preborn clinics are being pressured to abort. By offering them the opportunity to choose life, as well as the necessary support in doing so, the Preborn Network has saved over 200,000 babies from abortion. So how can you help? Well, a donation of just $28 will provide one ultrasound. $140 will provide 5 ultrasounds. Let's save some lives together today. Help me secure my goal of rescuing 20,000 babies. To donate securely, dial #250, say keyword baby. That's #250 baby, #250 baby, or go to preborn.com/Ben. That's preborn.com. /Ben to help save babies' lives. Again, this is an easy, quick thing to do. It actually matters in the world. Dial #250, say keyword baby. That's #250, baby. Already coming up. So the weirdos who want to control your life, they also would like to, you know, get rid of your gas stove. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Give your child the gift of two languages. Tree of Life International Charter School, where love is our first language, now accepting applications for TK through 8th grade for the Spanish Immersion Program. La Maravillosa Escuela Pública Bilingüe en Anderson ahora está aceptando solicitudes para TK a 8th grado. TK está abierto para estudiantes que cumplen 4 años antes de abril 2. Estudiantes que hablan inglés o español adquieren fluidez superior en ambos idiomas y en un tercer idioma. Y todos gratis. Llame hoy para programar una visita a la escuela y inscribir a su hijo. La lotería de inscripción se llevará a cabo el 29 de marzo. Apúrense. 530-378-7040. Call now to schedule a tour and enroll your child. ¡Arriba! 530-378-7040.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So you remember about 6 weeks ago, the Biden administration vehemently denied that there was any controversy whatsoever around gas stoves. They weren't trying to ban them. They kind of are. Here's the thing about our weird class. They want, like, epic levels of control over your individual life. See, here's the thing about traditional rules. These are pieces of time-tested wisdom that have lasted over the course of thousands of years across civilizations, as it turns out. And we are discarding all of that in favor of a few weirdos who have decided that they get to control everything about your life, all the way down to the level of should you have a gas stove in your house. I don't trust them, because why would I trust them? Why would I give these people control over my life? So the Biden administration lied. You remember that they said they weren't coming after your gas stove. Well, now, according to the Washington Examiner, the simmering controversy over a Biden administration gas stove ban has reignited. Not one, but two separate federal agencies are proposing or studying regulations that would severely curtail the use of gas stoves for new construction. That has renewed the culture war battle over the appliances. Instead of working to lower food prices for families and lessening inflation, the Biden administration's priority is working to target as many as 40% of Americans and arbitrarily ban their gas stoves, according to the Heritage Action Executive Director Jessica Anderson. The Department of Energy has now proposed new efficiency standards, which the vast majority of today's gas stoves would not meet. The Consumer Product Safety Commission is seeking information on, quote, chronic hazards associated with gas ranges and proposed solutions to these hazards, potentially in advance of its own rule. DOE says that its proposal would not be a ban, per se, but 96% of gas stoves the DOE physically tested did not meet the new regulations. So it's not a ban, but it's kind of a ban. Meanwhile, Senators Joe Manchin of West Virginia and Ted Cruz teamed up for a bipartisan bill to block a gas stove ban. Again, one of the things that is driving all of this is this notion that if we get if we de-hook houses to natural gas, this is somehow going to lower carbon emissions necessary to the extent necessary to lower climate change. That's absurd. It's not even going to come close to doing any of that, but that doesn't matter. It's all about feeling good about yourselves and really not you feeling good about yourself having to cook on a crappy electric range. No, it's really about, you know, the people who are in power feeling good about themselves. That's what really matters. What matters is their sense of self-satisfaction, because they're not here to reinstill any sense of duty or traditional morality. They're here to make themselves feel really good about all the things, which means that they have to feel as though they are changing the world. They are changing. So New York lawmakers, according to Politico, are now on track to enact a statewide ban on gas heating and appliances in new buildings, a major marker in a partisan fight over fossil fuels and consumer choice. The State Assembly and Senate, both controlled by Democrats, included different versions of a natural gas ban in their budget proposals. Those are expected to be reconciled, and Governor Kathy Hochul will apparently sign that thing. The Energy Department, of course, has been proposing efficiency regulations for cooktops and ovens and gas stoves, but New York is looking to ban all this for real. It would be the first state to enact a full natural gas ban for new building developments, effectively requiring them to use electric heating and stoves. Now, again, there's a serious problem here, which is that all of the electrical grids are still run off of fossil fuels. I mean, that is natural gas, coal, oil, right? These are the way that most of the electrical grids are still fueled, because all other forms of energy are either seasonal or time dependent, right? Solar only works when the sun is shining. Wind only works when the wind is blowing. Natural gas, oil, coal, these are physical forms of energy that can then be utilized in order to generate electricity around the clock. But they're attempting to, I guess, you know, make it unclear where exactly you are getting your power by making it so that your building can't hook up to natural gas anymore. Now it's going to hook to the electrical grid, which is just going to use natural gas in order to power the electrical grid. So all of that is very exciting. Again, all of this is designed to make people feel good about themselves. It doesn't actually change the trajectory in any major way with regard to carbon emissions. Meanwhile, California regulators are doing the same thing. According to the Washington Free Beacon, California regulators voted on Wednesday to ban gas furnaces and water heaters in one of the state's most populated regions, a move that will likely require locals to undergo costly home renovations. The Bay Area Air Quality District Board, a panel of appointees tasked with curbing pollutants for 9 California counties, voted on Wednesday to block the installation of all gas-powered appliances beginning in 2027. The board acknowledged homeowners will have to spend thousands of dollars to install electric appliances, and the pivot away from natural gas will increase energy costs. California, man, they are wrecking that place one regulation at a time. The Bay Area ban does not apply to gas stoves, but that offers little relief to residents. The ban will already raise the cost of living in the overpriced Bay Area, where the good news is you won't be able to use any sort of gas oven or gas heating or gas water heater, but you will be able to subsidize every black resident of San Francisco to the tune of $5 million. So excellent governance taking place from, again, our nation's strangest people is spectacular stuff, which brings us full circle all the way back to Kamala Harris. Again, Kamala Harris is in the dictionary, under politician, there's just a picture of Kamala Harris. The people who run our country are all Kamala Harris. They don't know what their job is. They don't know what their permit is. They don't know exactly what their purview is. They don't know any of these things. All they know is that they've been thrust into positions of power, and they have to do stuff that makes them feel good about themselves. Kamala Harris the other night had a very awkward moment. Another awkward moment. It was a deep thought with Kamala Harris.
And now, deep thoughts with Kamala Harris.
Yeah, we have a lot of Kamala today, which always makes you want to buy some life insurance. But just quick note, life insurance does not protect you against the fallout from suicide. Anyway, deep thoughts with Kamala Harris. So Kamala was on with Stephen Colbert, and she was asked what the job of the vice president is. She is, lest you forget, the actual vice president of the United States. She did not have an answer.
It's a high constitutional office, but it's not prescribed so much about what you're supposed to be doing. Is that ring true? Like, what is the actual role on a daily basis as you have found it?
Well, I have the great privilege of serving with Joe Biden, who is president of the United States. He really is a true partner, and he understands the job. And remember, we came in during the height of the pandemic.
Yes.
And so much of the work was about, okay, we've got to cover a lot of bases, and let's figure out how between us we can do it. But he is an extraordinary leader, and I wish that people could see what I see.
The question was, what is the job of the vice president? And your answer is part of the job, I'm guessing.
Thank you, Stephen, for trying to rescue Kamala Harris from her own failure there. But no, she did not actually have an answer. So remember, weirdos want power. Now, here's the thing. A lot of human beings are strange. Human beings have weird quirks. That's what human beings are. But that is why the ones that you actually want in power are the ones who don't actually want to exercise that power in order to overthrow all of the traditional structures of society. Now, what's amazing is also what the media consider to be weird versus what is actually weird. So according to the media, the head of global markets at Credit Suisse being a gender fluid false woman who is married to a woman and has a couple of kids, that's not weird. Dylan Mulvaney claiming to be a woman and then sitting with the president of the United States, that's not weird. Kamala Harris not speaking English and wandering aimlessly into NCAA locker rooms to give crappy speech, that's not weird. What's weird is that one time Ron DeSantis was on a plane and he ate pudding with his fingers. This is the weirdest thing. This is how we define weird. The way that we define weird is whatever the left thinks is weird is weird. Men being women, not weird. So this is the big story of the day on the left. The only story that matters, according to the left today, is not the prospective financial meltdown. It is not the fact that the Democrats are now really indeed looking in major states to ban gas stoves. None of that matters. The only thing that truly matters, according to the left, is this story. So, the Daily Beast now reports that according to two sources, the Florida governor once ate, not repeatedly, once ate chocolate pudding with his fingers. Quote, the chatter over DeSantis' public engagement has also surfaced past unflattering stories about his social skills, particularly his propensity to devour food during meetings. He would sit in meetings and eat in front of people, a former DeSantis staffer told the Daily Beast, always like a starving animal who has never eaten before, getting bleep everywhere. Enshrined in DeSantis lore is an episode from 4 years ago. During a private plane trip from Tallahassee to Washington, D.C. in March of 2019, DeSantis enjoyed a chocolate pudding dessert by eating it with three of his fingers, according to two sources familiar with the incident. But that's all that matters, right? That's a huge story. Now, you have never eaten food with your fingers, of course, because you were brought up in the court of Queen Victoria. So you've never eaten food with your fingers. And if we're going to go on, like, the scale of weirdness, obviously eating pudding with your fingers on a plane in the middle of a campaign, way weirder than actually believing that a man who cuts off his dick is a woman. I mean, on a scale of weirdness, the president of the United States sitting there and calling it sinful not to trans the children, way, way less weird. Now, here's the thing. The current president of the United States actually has pudding for brains. So it is significantly less important to me how people eat pudding than the fact that the current president of the United States actually has pudding between his ears. Like, that is actually a real problem. But this is going to be the ongoing campaign. So the ongoing campaign against DeSantis, they've been struggling for this, right? Normally, they say a couple of things about Republican candidates. They say stupid, corrupt, or evil, right? Those are the big three. Stupid, corrupt, and evil. They can't say that DeSantis is stupid because he clearly is not. He went to Yale, and then he went to Yale Law School. You can't, right? And then he went to Harvard Law School. You can't say that he is corrupt because there's no evidence of corruption with Ron DeSantis. They've tried evil, but it doesn't really play because most of the policies that he's pursuing are widely popular. So now they're going with this fourth off-the-board option, which is weird. Which is, I don't think that is going to play, not at all, because here's the thing. If you watch DeSantis on the campaign trail, he's not weird. He's like a normal person. So if the best that they can do is he ate pudding with his fingers, good luck with that. Meanwhile, they have another angle that they are taking with regard to the Republicans out of the media because they have to defend the Democrats at all costs. They're going back to the well on Republicans are really pessimistic and say mean and dark things. Here's a headline by Ashley Parker at the Washington Post. Quote, much of the 2024 GOP field focuses on dark, apocalyptic themes. Now, I remember this exact headline after Donald Trump's convention speech in 2016. It was dark and apocalyptic. And then he won. Here's the rule of thumb. When you're out of power, you say bad things about what's happening in the country. When you're in power, you say good things about what's happening with the country. Specifically because when you're out of power, you're running to be in power. What are you going to just say? Like, everything is bright and hunky-dory out there? Of course not. I seem to recall the entire media declaring that the apocalypse was upon us in the middle of an economic boom while Trump was president, while peace was breaking out in the Middle East. But apparently, if you mention that things are going poorly in the country or that we have some real serious societal fractures, this means dark and apocalyptic things. And the problem is that the American people kind of agree that things are not looking amazing in the United States right now. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. The International Criminal Court issues an arrest warrant for Russian President Vladimir Putin, accusing him of the war crime of illegally deporting hundreds of children from Ukraine. The move will obligate the court's 123 member states to arrest Putin if he sets foot in their territory, ICC president.
It is forbidden by international law for occupied powers to transfer civilians from the territory they live in to other territories. Children enjoy special protection under the Geneva Convention.
Moscow does not recognize the court's jurisdiction. Chinese President Xi Jinping plans to meet with Putin in Moscow next week. Experts say it highlights China's aspirations for a greater role on the world stage. Finland is one step closer to joining NATO. Turkey now joins 28 other nations that have agreed to support Finland. This after Turkey's president announced Friday that his nation will approve their request to join. Hungary is now the only country yet to approve the applications for either Finland or Sweden. The Environmental Protection Agency is telling states not to block waste from last month's train derailment in Ohio. Correspondent Norman Hall reports.
The EPA has ordered states to stop blocking contaminated waste on the February 3rd Norfolk Southern train derailment in Ohio from being sent to hazardous waste storage sites around the country. A handful of politicians and states have sought to block shipments from East Palestine, including Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt, who last week said he had stopped waste from the derailment from coming into his state. EPA Administrator Michael Regan said there was no reason for states to block shipments of the type of waste that certified facilities routinely handle every day. In a letter sent to all states, the EPA said blocking the shipments likely violates federal law and the Constitution. Norman Hall, Washington.
More at townhall.com.
IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Minnesota regulators say they're monitoring the cleanup of a leak of 400,000 gallons of radioactive water from Xcel Energy's Monticello nuclear power plant.
The company says it took swift action to contain the leak to the plant site. There's no health and safety risk to the local community or the environment. While Xcel reported the leak to state and federal authorities in late November, the spill had not been made public before Thursday. State officials say they waited to get more information before going public with it.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. The EPA says that the cleanup of the toxic train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, will take about 3 months to complete. Over 6 million gallons of liquid waste has been taken to various facilities following the derailment last month. 5,000 tons of solid waste have been removed as well. News and analysis at townhall.com. Lawsuits are filed against the Alaska Oil Project.
The lawsuits are seeking to stop the Willow Project on Alaska's petroleum-rich North Slope. Lawsuits filed by environmental groups and an Alaska Native organization seek to overturn President Biden's approval of three drill sites and up to 199 total wells for the ConocoPhillips Alaska Project. The lawsuits allege the U.S. government failed to adequately consider alternatives to green-lighting development. ConocoPhillips Alaska, meanwhile, has said it's ready to move forward and expects to begin gravel road construction work. John Scott reports.
A California teenager files a lawsuit against the medical staff who performed a mastectomy on her when she was only 13 as part of gender change procedures. The now 18-year-old, who's referred to as Layla Jane, says she never should have been put through the torment of testosterone hormones and puberty blockers at the age of 12. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
Hey, hey, welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Today's show is sponsored by ExpressVPN. Thousands of my listeners have already secured their network data. Join them at expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro. Well, March Madness began yesterday, and it was, you know, a spectacular beginning. There was a 15 seed that beat a 2 seed. You know, it's all begun, but there was one moment that really shone above all the others during March Madness. So there was a 16-1 game, okay, meaning a 16 seed playing a 1 seed. That 16 seed was Howard University. They haven't been in the tournament for a long time. And the one seed was Kansas. So, you know, not a shock. The one seed won and won pretty handily, 96-68. But the real headline here is that Kamala Harris showed up. So Kamala Harris apparently showed up to the game and then proceeded to get booed. Actually, she got booed when she showed up to the game, when she was shown on the arena's Jumbotron. So I think, deserved. But that wasn't the real headline here. The real headline is what Kamala Harris did right after. And I saw this clip last night, and I have to give credit to Javier, our security guy, because he's the one who made me aware of this. And he deserves all the credit for what's about to grace your screens and your ears, because this is just the most spectacular Kamala Harris performance of all time. So Howard has just gotten its butt handed to it by Kansas. And again, no shame in that. They're a 16 seed playing a 1 seed. They're supposed to lose, and the first half was relatively close. The second half, they sort of fell apart. Not atypical in a game like this. But imagine that you've spent the entire season trying to play into the NCAA tournament. You finally get there, and you get whooped by almost 30 points. And then in strolls the Vice President of the United States, one of the most charmless, graceless people ever to walk the political stage. And she is there to give you a pep speech after you've just lost by 30 points. She's going to give an inspirational, uplifting talk. This is our political class in a nutshell. It's all Veep. It is all just a giant joke. And these are all jokers. Just imagine, honestly, imagine the feelings of the players who've played the whole year to get to the tournament. They've just lost. And they're like, God, all I want to do is take a shower. And if I'm of age, have a beer and go home. And in strolls the Vice President of the United States with the cameras to give an uplifting, inspiring speech. But it's Kamala Harris style, so here we go.
That is so good.
Just clapping.
You played hard. You played to the very last second. You made us Bison so, so proud. You hustled out there. You are smart. You are disciplined. You put everything you had into the game. And you know, that's what it's about, right? until the last minute.
Oh, no.
You guys did that. You didn't stop until the last second. You did not stop. And that is so
Well, what were they supposed to do? Forfeit?
So you keep playing with chin up and shoulders back. Because you showed the world who Bison are. Right?
Sweet baby.
I mean, you, literally what you have done is in historic proportion. You know, I was at Howard back in the day where we were just happy that there was a game. Much less getting to this place. Right? And I see Bison literally all over the world. And we've been talking about you, this team, you all, this team, this year, this team.
She's so terrible.
You make us so proud. God. So I know you may not be feeling great right now, okay? But know who you are. You are excellent.
You need a picker-upper from the VP.
You are hard work. You are powerful.
She doesn't stop. Just keeps going.
All right? So please know that.
But
please know that, and I'll see you later. And if you guys ever want to come and do a White House
please
know. Risk coach. There you are. Come, so we should, we plan, if you guys want at some point, right? When it's like a, you know, when you feel like playing hooky Friday afternoon, whatever. Just come and we'll do a White House tour, okay?
They're like, never.
All right,
we don't
so
want to be
proud
in our area.
So proud. All right, I'll see you later.
They're like, please, I hope we don't see you later. Goodbye. Wow, that wasn't that inspiring. That was the most inspiring speech since that one time. That girl played in the football game, and then she kicked a squib kick, and then she gave a picker-upper talk at halftime. That is just inspiring stuff from Kamala Harris. Just slow clap for the vice president of the United States. All of politics is morons. Hey, they're all stupid. I'm just going to say it right now. They're all idiots. Kamala Harris is the vice president of the United States. She has no sense of time. She has no sense of place. She has no sense of the emotional reality of losing an NCAA basketball game. She strolls on in and makes a political speech with no content whatsoever, and everybody is just supposed to nod. And, oh, my God, she's so terrible. She's so awful at this. And the reason that I begin with this is because that's all of them. They're all like this. I've met many politicians. The number of politicians who have this extraordinary sense of egotism, that the entire world revolves around them. They walk into a room, and the only thing that matters is the words that are going to spill from their mouths like pearls from the mouth of Demosthenes. Like, it's amazing. It's amazing the lack of self-awareness. The utter self-censored narcissism of these people. And that is why our policies suck everywhere and for all time, because that's who politics draws, apparently. We'll get some more on this in just 1 second. First, if you have a family like I do, you have dependents, you need life insurance. Because God forbid you're walking down the street and suddenly an asteroid starts plummeting directly toward you from orbit. You're thinking to yourself, because you don't have time to get out of the way, man, I should have listened to Shapiro. I should have headed on over to PolicyGenius.com. PolicyGenius was built to modernize the life insurance industry. Their technology makes it easy to compare life insurance quotes from America's top insurers in just a few clicks to find your lowest price. PolicyGenius has licensed agents who can help you find the best fit for your needs. They work for you, not the insurance company, so you can trust them to find you the best fit. They don't have that incentive to recommend one insurer over another. There are no added fees. Your personal details will remain private. With PolicyGenius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $25 per month for $1 million in coverage. Some options offer coverage in as little as a week and avoid those unnecessary medical exams. Your loved ones deserve that financial safety net, and you deserve a smarter way to find and buy it. Head on over to PolicyGenius.com or click the link in the description. Get your free life insurance quotes. See how much you could save today. Again, that's PolicyGenius.com, PolicyGenius.com, or click the link in the description. Get your free life insurance quotes. See how much you could save. It has now been 3 years. The anniversary was yesterday, of 15 days to slow the spread. Isn't that exciting? You remember that happened March 15th, 2020. 15 days to slow the spread. One of the signal moments in American history. Now, it's understandable at the time. I don't want to do this routine where 2020 is hindsight. At the time, people didn't know that much about the virus. You know, it was arguable as to what exactly should be done. But the broad smiles on the faces of the people who are about to implement 15 days to slow the spread, which actually meant 3 years to slow the spread, trillions of dollars blown into the economy, an inflationary spiral, a shutdown on hundreds of thousands of small businesses, the destruction of children's lives for 2 years, the smiles on their faces ushering this thing in, are creepy in retrospect. Let's just say that. Because this was the beginning, right? This did not turn out the way they said it would turn out. It wasn't, in fact, a concerted strategy. It was not, in fact, a way of gaining control over the virus, because it didn't do that. it was an element of one ultra-crepidarian side of society, the expert class, deciding for the rest of us what life was going to be like. Here is the clip for those who don't remember that terrible day, March 15th, 2020.
He was my mentor, so I'm going to have to let him speak.
It's Deborah Burke.
The small print here, it's really small print. In states with evidence of community transmission, bars, restaurants, food courts, gyms, and other indoor and outdoor venues where groups of people congregate should be closed.
And look how happy he is. Look how pleased they are with themselves. They are so pleased with themselves. Now, of course, the big problem here is that President Trump had the right instincts, which was don't shut everything down. But he was essentially encouraged to defer to the quote-unquote expert class. And the expert class blew it. They blew it for three long years. They are still blowing it. Dr. Anthony Fauci, who just will not leave. I mean, I thought he was going to leave already, but apparently he is still here. He is out there still saying, we need more booster shots. Booster shots are the only way out. More and more and more booster shots. Again, where is the evidence that this is the case? I would love to see what evidence he's actually citing that booster shots are going to be the way out of anyone getting COVID ever again, considering that it has not stopped transmission in any serious way.
And let me just ask you, I know it's radical, but let me ask a doctor a medical question. Are we doing in the COVID battle right now?
We can do better than we're doing. We've got to get that death rate, which is around 400 or so, sometimes as high as 500, sometimes down to 300 per day. We've really got to do better than that. I mean, if you look at the relative percentage of people who are updated on their boosters, we have less than 20% of the eligible people have received that updated BA.4/5 boost. So we've got to do better than that, even though we're doing much better than we were.
Shots and shots and shots and shots. It's the only way out. 80% of your body mass must be made up of the vaccine, despite the fact that, again, the data tends to show that natural immunity is just as durable, if not more durable, than the actual vaccines themselves, particularly when it comes to Omicron, which is not nearly as deadly as the original variant. But the key to understanding Anthony Fauci and what the last 3 years have been is this clip. He says, you know what? When we've been giving you data, when we've been out there saying contradictory things, it's not because we're flip-flopping. It's because we're learning. I wish that were true. I wish that were true. I wish that Anthony Fauci, I wish the expert class had been transparent the whole way. But they're not. They're not. They believe in an exoteric distinction when it comes to politics. And very famously, there's a philosopher named Leo Strauss who talks about Plato. And what he suggests is that there are people who read Plato and then they sort of just read it at face value, but there's a deeper meaning to it. And the deeper meaning is planted there for the specific elite and everybody else. That's the esoteric. And then the exoteric is what everybody else is able to read. When it comes to your job as a public servant providing information to the public, there should not be an esoteric, exoteric distinction. It shouldn't be that the elites get one message and everybody else gets the other. There shouldn't be platonic lies. Anthony Fauci insists there were not platonic lies, but we know for a fact that there were platonic lies. And that is why the elites blow it, and they continue to blow it. Here was Anthony Fauci yesterday.
What have you learned 3 years in about COVID?
The big surprise of all, when we expected that it would go up and then go back down and then sort of disappear and go into the background, we wound up having variant after variant and surge after surge, right up to what we're having right now, which are sublineages of the Omicron surge, which started well over a year ago. So this has been really a moving target. And that's the reason why we've had to many times change some of the things that we said and recommended. People saying that's flip-flopping, but it isn't. It's learning as you go along and making your recommendations according to the new data as it evolves.
If they had been fully transparent, that would be true, but it is not true. There were no new data suggesting that masks suddenly became effective after Anthony Fauci said they weren't effective after saying that they were effective. There was no new data suggesting that protesting certain causes was okay, but protesting other causes was not okay. There was no new data suggesting that certain types of outdoor activity should be banned, but other types of outdoor activity should not be banned. Like, the data were pretty clear in the early days exactly what COVID was and what COVID was not. The data changed when it came to, for example, or they were just lying about the data and falsifying the data with regard to transmissibility after vaccination. But this is the key. The experts keep claiming over and over and over that they are able to control all the vicissitudes of life, all of the risks of life. And then they blow it. And then they wonder why people look at them and they say, you experts don't know bleep. We do not trust you anymore. They have blown all institutional trust. Get some more on this in just 1 second. First, folks, if you own a small business, you know the value of time. So does Innovation Refunds. That's why they've made it easy, no matter how busy you are, to apply for the Employee Retention Credit. That's ERC. Go to GetRefunds.com to get started. In less than 8 minutes, you can see if your business qualifies for ERC assistance. Your business might be eligible for a payroll tax refund of up to $26,000 per employee kept on payroll during COVID-19. In other words, you may have overpaid your taxes. Innovation Refunds has already helped clients claim over $3 billion in payroll tax refunds through the ERC. They might be able to help your business as well. There's no upfront charge either. They're not going to get paid until the business gets its refund, so you really have nothing to lose. And until you get money, they're not going to see it on. Many businesses believe they won't qualify based on incomplete or outdated information. Don't let this opportunity pass you by, because the payroll tax refund is only available for a limited amount of time. Head on over to GetRefunds.com. Again, that's GetRefunds.com, GetRefunds.com. It's been a rough several years for the economy. If you're a business owner, you've had to ride out that wave from the COVID lockdowns to the inflation of Joe Biden's era to the stagnation that's about to come. It's a rough time for everybody. This is why you should check out GetRefunds.com right now. Head on over to GetRefunds.com. Alrighty, coming up, the experts keep telling us everything is under control, which is just about when you should start to panic. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record-high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, "Our customers are warm friends." We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So the experts on the economy, they're telling you everything is under control. And the minute that our experts now say that everything is under control, I start to check my wallet. Because I have serious, serious doubts. According to the Wall Street Journal, the biggest banks in the United States swooped in to rescue First Republic Bank with a flood of cash totaling $30 billion yesterday in an effort to stop a spreading panic following a pair of recent bank failures. The bank executives came together in recent days to formulate the plan, discussing it with Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen and other officials and regulators in Washington, D.C., people familiar with the matter said. Apparently, the banks have already taken out, I kid you not, something like $168 billion from the Federal Reserve in terms of borrowing from the Federal Reserve in order to shore up their balance sheets in expectation of possible future runs. The possibility of a real recession now is becoming larger and larger, which is exactly what Goldman Sachs says. The attempt to save First Republic is probably how they should have done it with Silicon Valley Bank. But as you'll recall, the Federal Reserve decided that the FDIC decided they were not going to allow a full bidding process to just pick up and save Silicon Valley Bank by other big banks. Instead, they were going to make you, the taxpayer, bear the burden of filling in all of those unsecured depositors, which puts the Federal Reserve on the hook for trillions of dollars in unsecured deposit holdings if one of these banks goes under. All of these banks, their stock dropped yesterday. J.P. Morgan Chase, Citigroup, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, they're each making a $5 billion uninsured deposit into First Republic in order to, again, shore up their balance sheets. Morgan Stanley and Goldman Sachs are each kicking in $2.5 billion apiece. Five other banks are contributing $1 billion apiece. The Treasury Department, Federal Reserve, FDIC, and Office of the Comptroller of the Currency said, quote, this show of support by a group of large banks is most welcome and demonstrates the resilience of the banking system. Now, again, this sounds a little too easy, honestly. So yesterday, Janet Yellen gave testimony on the Hill where she suggested that our banking system remains sound. Now, again, this is the same lady who suggested that inflation was going to be transitory and that blowing money into the economy was not going to be a permanent problem.
I can reassure the members of the committee that our banking system is sound and that Americans can feel confident that their deposits will be there when they need them. This week's actions demonstrate our resolute commitment to ensure that our financial system remains strong and that depositors' savings remain safe.
Hey, well, do you feel secure now that she said it? All the experts are saying they're under control. It's under control. Just like COVID was under control, 15 days to slow the spread, they always have it under control until precisely the moment that they do not. One big problem when it comes to First Republic is that the systemic problems that actually attend to First Republic are slightly different than the systemic problems with Silicon Valley Bank. The Silicon Valley Bank overinvested in U.S. government bonds or mortgage-backed securities. That was one of their big problems. 15% of First Republic's $212 billion in assets are investment securities, mostly made up of municipal bonds. Now, muni bonds have the advantage, according to the Wall Street Journal, of being tax exempt, and they bear a low risk weighting for the purposes of calculating capital to meet the regulatory standards. Most muni bonds are held by households and mutual funds that are thinly traded on the secondary market. Muni bonds also have a similar duration risk to other long-dated government securities, but they can't be rapidly sold to redeem deposits. So that means that First Republic is actually not all that liquid. So, another illustration of how Dodd-Frank failed. First Republic's Tier 1 leverage ratio is greater than that of most big banks, though it might not be enough to absorb all of the losses. So in other words, you know, this notion that simply shoring up their current holdings is going to be enough, if they're not liquid, it may not be enough if there were to be a run on the bank. Janet Yellen also admitted yesterday, by the way, that the SVB bailouts of uninsured deposit holders, unsecured deposit holders, she admitted that that sort of bailout is not going to apply to rural community banks. So apparently it only applies to the ones that are, quote unquote, too big to fail or too properly located to fail.
Every bank, every community bank in Oklahoma, regardless of the size of the deposit, will they get the same treatment that SVB just got or Signature Bank just got?
A bank only gets that treatment if a majority of the FDIC board, a supermajority of the Fed board, and I, in consultation with the president, determine that the failure to protect uninsured depositors would create systemic risk.
So it won't create systemic risk if a small bank fails and it's a bunch of farmers. But if it's Silicon Valley Bank and they're tied into the entire system because it is elite people who are using those institutions, all those people get bailed out. By the way, this is the same Janet Yellen. Again, her expertise is supposed to make you feel secure. This is the same Janet Yellen who said literally yesterday in testimony that reckless spending did not contribute to the collapse. She was asked if reckless spending contributed to the collapse. She's like, no, not at all.
Well, this administration acknowledged that their reckless tax and spending contributed to not only the challenges that we see in everyday households, but also to the challenges that we're facing today with SVB.
Look, inflation is too high. and it is the president's top priority to bring it down. And there are many contributors to why inflation is too high. Importantly, fallout from the pandemic and Russia's war on Ukraine that boosted food and energy prices. Many countries around the world suffer from the same problem.
So it wasn't the reckless spending. So we'll keep going with the reckless spending, and then she will assure you that everything is going to be just fine. Again, I have doubts. I have serious doubts. Because Janet Yellen, Kamala Harris, these are all part of the same broad political class. Anthony Fauci. Now, the notion that the expert class in politics is different from the political class general is a category error. A lot of these people are not, in fact, predominantly experts in their fields who are concerned with getting the answer right. Many of them are very much in favor of being in charge of the levers of public policy, and that requires a certain level of self-confidence that often crosses over into narcissistic arrogance that allows you to make predictions that simply are not true and play with people's money and lives. Already coming up, Credit Suisse has been in trouble recently. Well, maybe that has something to do with the people they hired to handle global management or something. This is Ben Shapiro Show.
Betsy has a scratch.
Who has a what?
Betsy, my car. She has a big old scratch on her side. Honey, I've had her since college.
I know, honey. Take her to Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. It's going to be okay. Remember, that's where you told me to take my car because they do minor and major auto body repair and full paint jobs. And it looks like she could use one.
Crossroads Auto Body Repair.
You know they do free estimates. Call 530-226-0992. Write it down.
Got it. 530-226-0992.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Redding Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for the outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Redding Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, bounce houses. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, $5 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we honor our veterans with free admission all day. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd. Go to www.reddingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Pedigo Redding, Zombie Arms and Ammunition, Crown Motors, and California Customs.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So as I've been saying, the class of elites who seek to run our society, they're increasingly strange. This is also true apparently in the banks. Credit Suisse was one of the other banks that was sort of on the chopping block here. They've had an infusion of cash from the Swiss National Bank. It is unclear, other than Credit Suisse's kind of general mismanagement over the course of the last 3 years, what makes them more systemically risky than other banks. But that mismanagement has been presided over by the head of global markets at Credit Suisse, a person named Pips Bunce. Pips Bunce. Well, Pips Bunce is an interesting human. Pips Bunce, his name is Philip Bunce. He is a dude, but he is known, according to the Evening Standard in the UK, to sometimes go to work in a wig and women's clothing. He was also named on the Financial Times and Heroes Champions of Women in Business list, an annual ranking of 100 company leaders who support women in business. This gender-fluid senior director at Credit Suisse. This is back in 2018. So, this man is one of the 100 best women in business, according to the Financial Times. Known as Pips Bunce, the director who is Credit Suisse's head of global markets core engineering integration components, came in 32nd on the Financial Times list of 100 female business champions, despite the fact that he is in fact a male who is married to a woman and has a couple of kids. After receiving that award, he said in a statement, "I am truly honored and humbled by this award and am proud of the progress we are making toward all forms of gender diversity and equality." These are the people who are running our institutions increasingly. If this seems strange to you, it shouldn't be, because we are a society that is completely devoted to the idea that forms of oddity and weirdness are not indicators of any failures of risk assessment whatsoever. It's just, this is the normal. It's the new normal, guys. It's just normal. Here is a McKinsey celebrating Pips Bunce.
I think as an LGBTQI leader, I think some of the things that's really helped me on my own journey is, you know, A, being really proud of who I am, you know, really owning my authenticity, because I think people relate and correlate to you so much better when they know you're being totally genuine, sincere and honest. I think also, you know, having had certain amounts of adversity on your own journey, I think that inbuilds into you a fair amount of sort of extra resilience, which then really helps empower your own sort of leadership skills.
Yeah. This is what you're looking for in a banker, isn't it? These are the folks who you want handling your banking. By the way, here is Pips Bunce at that McKinsey Alliance LGBTQ conference talking about what intersectionality means to him.
Intersectionality to me means, you know, we don't all fit into a nice single one box. You know, I'm non-binary, I'm gender fluid, I'm trans, I'm many different things. We all, you know,
you're
have
not,
so
you're
many
new.
Different amazing attributes. To me, we're all the same but uniquely different.
Remember, power should never be concentrated in too few hands, because very often people are strange and weird. And the people who often seek that power in today's modern world are people who are not doing so out of a sense of duty to their fellow human beings. They are seeking that power not because they believe that they are going to, quote unquote, better the world for anyone except for their own particular type. It's a strange and terrifying move on behalf of Western civilization, when the great experts of our time are mostly concerned about whether they get on magazine covers rather than what they are actually accomplishing in the world. Which brings us to the strangest clip of the day. We played a few already, but this is definitely the strangest clip of the day. So, Dylan Mulvaney is a man who believes that he is a woman and has been richly rewarded for that delusion. Dylan Mulvaney has spent 1 year being a girl, by which I mean he is a man who pretends that he is a girl for a year, and this means that he gets makeup contracts, and it means that he performs at the Rainbow Room, sponsored by major corporations, and has major Hollywood stars come out in support of him pretending to be a woman. Now, we are supposed to believe that in some internal way, Dylan Mulvaney is, one, actually a woman, not just a gay man, actually a woman, and two, not attention-seeking. A perfectly humble person who's going about the problems in his daily life but suffers from gender dysphoria and is trying to find his happy place. That's what we're supposed to believe. The culture has told us that we must believe this. We must repeat this. Well, it's unfortunate then that there is tape of Dylan Mulvaney being a gay man like a few years ago. And it turns out that Dylan Mulvaney imitating a woman is precisely the same thing as Dylan Mulvaney being a flamboyant gay man. Here is a clip of Dylan Mulvaney on The Price is Right, circa 2020. See if you can tell the difference between Dylan Mulvaney's behavior in this clip and Dylan Mulvaney's behavior now, the only difference being that now Dylan Mulvaney wears more makeup and a dress.
You get to spin the wheel!
Yeah, you get to spin the wheel, but guess what? You get a second chance in this game first.
No way! Oh yeah. My god! Oh my god, I'm still in it!
So you know two prices already, which is a great thing. $3.99 and $5.99. Which one do you want to keep?
I'm going to keep the $5.99.
Keep $5.99. Something else up here is $5.99.
Oh,
you tell me what it is. You get.
Oh, good lord.
I'm going to say
get ready,
soup.
Guys. Get ready.
Soup. $5.99. It's pretty fancy. It is. Yes! You got it! Dylan's a winner! Dylan's a winner! Dylan, nice job, man.
Dylan is not an attention-seeking person.
Look at that.
Dylan is a humble
we're spin the wheel right after this.
Person
Don't go
seeking.
Away, folks.
Here goes Dylan Mulvaney. And the camera stays on Dylan Mulvaney. Wait, no. Is it over? It's not over. Nope. You think we're going to fade? Nope. There's more. I'm going to go to commercial. Nope. 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 All right, well, now he's running around. He's waving his hands. Now he's kissing the camera, jumping up and down. And doing spins. And you think it's... Now he's doing a weird dance. And more weird dancing. You think it's over, guys? It's over, right? No. It's continuing. Wow. So now picking up a pool cue. Like doing step kicks. Okay. Well, is it over? Is it rowing the boat? Rowing the boat. Dylan Mulvaney, guys. A humble individual, simply seeking personal happiness and in no way attention seeking. Again, I will note that Dylan Mulvaney's behavior as a flamboyant gay man in this clip is precisely the same as Dylan Mulvaney's behavior as a woman. So the new definition of woman now actually just matches up with Jack Nicholson's description of a woman in As Good As It Gets, a man but without reason or accountability. Literally, that is Dylan Mulvaney's definition of a woman. You know, my friend Matt Walsh, he constantly asks, what is a woman? We know the answer. The answer is a woman is Dylan Mulvaney, which means exactly the same as Dylan Mulvaney, gay man, but wearing a dress and some high heels and some makeup and having some surgeries. So a man without reason or accountability is apparently now, that was a joke when Jack Nicholson said it in As Good As It Gets. And now it's the actual definition of woman, according to members of the far left. So things are going great in our society. This person sat with the President of the United States talking about policy with regard to hormone treatments and surgeries for minors. This is where we are in our, all the experts, the expert class, they are amazing at this. I'm so glad that they proved their mettle during the pandemic and then proved their mettle again in 40-year highs in inflation, proved their mettle socially by pushing this sort of nonsense. They're also proving their mettle when it comes to the environment. So I'm excited to announce to you that the left, which told you about 6 weeks ago that there was no attempt to come after the gas stoves, remember this? And the Biden administration had talked about they were going to investigate whether to get rid of gas stoves or not. Well, and they're like, no, we're not getting rid of gas stoves. No, guys, we would never do something like that. We know you love your gas stoves. We know it's a lot easier to cook on flame than it is to cook on an electric stove, which, by the way, is true. It is much better to cook on an open flame than it is on an electric stove. But they said, no, you're not supposed to pay any attention. We're not going to do any of that. They were lying. We'll get to more on this in just one second. First, even with Roe versus Wade overturned, the number one killer of infants continues to be abortion. In this country alone, abortion takes the lives of nearly 1 million babies per year. Preborn Network Clinics is determined to put a stop to abortion by introducing expectant moms to their unborn kids via ultrasound. So my wife is currently pregnant with our fourth child. Let me tell you, the quality of the ultrasounds these days is just extraordinary. It's truly amazing. It's a miracle to be able to see your child well before they are born. Upon hearing the heartbeat, expectant moms are 80% more likely to choose life. The majority of women who enter preborn clinics are being pressured to abort. By offering them the opportunity to choose life, as well as the necessary support in doing so, the Preborn Network has saved over 200,000 babies from abortion. So how can you help? Well, a donation of just $28 will provide one ultrasound. $140 will provide five ultrasounds. Let's save some lives together today. Help me secure my goal of rescuing 20,000 babies. To donate securely, dial #250, say keyword baby. That's #250 baby, #250 baby, or go to preborn.com/Ben. That's preborn.com/Ben to help save babies' lives. Again, this is an easy, quick thing to do that actually matters in the world. Dial #250, say keyword baby. That's #250 baby. Already coming up. So the weirdos who want to control your life, they also would like to, you know, get rid of your gas stove. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility. This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Welcome back to the Ben Shapiro Show. So you remember about 6 weeks ago, the Biden administration vehemently denied that there was any controversy whatsoever around gas stoves. They weren't trying to ban them. They kind of are. Here's the thing about our weird class. They want, like, epic levels of control over your individual life. See, here's the thing about traditional rules. These are pieces of time-tested wisdom that have lasted over the course of thousands of years across civilizations, as it turns out. And we are discarding all of that in favor of a few weirdos who have decided that they get to control everything about your life, all the way down to the level of should you have a gas stove in your house. I don't trust them, because why would I trust them? Why would I give these people control over my life? So the Biden administration lied. You remember that they said they weren't coming after your gas stove. Well, now, according to the Washington Examiner, the simmering controversy over a Biden administration gas stove ban has reignited. Not one, but two separate federal agencies are proposing or studying regulations that would severely curtail the use of gas stoves for new construction. That has renewed the culture war battle over the appliances. Instead of working to lower food prices for families and lessening inflation, the Biden administration's priority is working to target as many as 40% of Americans and arbitrarily ban their gas stoves, according to the Heritage Action Executive Director Jessica Anderson. The Department of Energy has now proposed new efficiency standards, which the vast majority of today's gas stoves would not meet. The Consumer Product Safety Commission is seeking information on, quote, chronic hazards associated with gas ranges and proposed solutions to these hazards, potentially in advance of its own rule. DOE says that its proposal would not be a ban, per se, but 96% of gas stoves the DOE physically tested did not meet the new regulations. So it's not a ban, but it's kind of a ban. Meanwhile, Senators Joe Manchin of West Virginia and Ted Cruz teamed up for a bipartisan bill to block a gas stove ban. Again, one of the things that is driving all of this is this notion that if we get if we de-hook houses to natural gas, this is somehow going to lower carbon emissions necessary to the extent necessary to lower climate change. That's absurd. It's not even going to come close to doing any of that. But that doesn't matter. It's all about feeling good about yourselves, and really not you feeling good about yourself having to cook on a crappy electric range. No, it's really about, you know, the people who are in power feeling good about themselves. That's what really matters. What matters is their sense of self-satisfaction, because they're not here to reinstill any sense of duty or traditional morality. They're here to make themselves feel really good about all the things, which means that they have to feel as though they are changing the world. They are changing. So New York lawmakers, according to Politico, are now on track to enact a statewide ban on gas heating and appliances in new buildings, a major marker in a partisan fight over fossil fuels and consumer choice. The state assembly and Senate, both controlled by Democrats, included different versions of a natural gas ban in their budget proposals. Those are expected to be reconciled, and Governor Kathy Hochul will apparently sign that thing. The Energy Department, of course, has been proposing efficiency regulations for cooktops and ovens and gas stoves, but New York is looking to ban all this for real. It would be the first state to enact a full natural gas ban for new building developments, effectively requiring them to use electric heating and stoves. Now, again, there's a serious problem here, which is that all of the electrical grids are still run off of fossil fuels. I mean, that is natural gas, coal, oil, right? These are the way that most of the electrical grids are still fueled, because all other forms of energy are either seasonal or time dependent, right? Solar only works when the sun is shining. Wind only works when the wind is blowing. Natural gas, oil, coal, these are physical forms of energy that can then be utilized in order to generate electricity around the clock. But they're attempting to, I guess, you know, make it unclear where exactly you are getting your power by making it so that your building can't hook up to natural gas anymore. Now it's going to hook to the electrical grid, which is just going to use natural gas in order to power the electrical grid. So all of that is very exciting. Again, all of this is designed to make people feel good about themselves. It doesn't actually change the trajectory in any major way with regard to carbon emissions. Meanwhile, California regulators are doing the same thing. According to the Washington Free Beacon, California regulators voted on Wednesday to ban gas furnaces and water heaters in one of the state's most populated regions, a move that will likely require locals to undergo costly home renovations. The Bay Area Air Quality District Board, a panel of appointees tasked with curbing pollutants for nine California counties, voted on Wednesday to block the installation of all gas-powered appliances beginning in 2027. The board acknowledged homeowners will have to spend thousands of dollars to install electric appliances, and the pivot away from natural gas will increase energy costs. California, man, they are wrecking that place one regulation at a time. The Bay Area ban does not apply to gas stoves, but that offers little relief to residents. The ban will already raise the cost of living in the overpriced Bay Area, where the good news is you won't be able to use any sort of gas oven or gas heating or gas water heater, but you will be able to subsidize every black resident of San Francisco to the tune of $5 million. So excellent governance taking place from, again, our nation's strangest people. It is spectacular stuff, which brings us full circle all the way back to Kamala Harris. Again, Kamala Harris is in the dictionary under politician. There's just a picture of Kamala Harris. The people who run our country are all Kamala Harris. They don't know what their job is. They don't know what their permit is. They don't know exactly what their purview is. They don't know any of these things. All they know is that they've been thrust into positions of power and they have to do stuff that makes them feel good about themselves. Kamala Harris the other night had a very awkward moment. Another awkward moment. It was a deep thought with Kamala Harris.
And now, deep thoughts with Kamala Harris.
Yeah, we have a lot of Kamala today, which always makes you want to buy some life insurance. But just quick note, life insurance does not protect you against the fallout from suicide. Anyway, deep thoughts with Kamala Harris. So Kamala was on with Stephen Colbert, and she was asked what the job of the vice president is. She is, lest you forget, the actual vice president of the United States. She did not have an answer.
It's a high constitutional office, but it's not prescribed so much about what you're supposed to be doing. Is that ring true? Like, what is the actual role on a daily basis as you have found it?
Well, I have the great privilege of serving with Joe Biden, who is president of the United States. He really is a true partner, and he understands the job. And remember, we came in during the height of the pandemic.
Yes.
And so much of the work was about, okay, we've got to cover a lot of bases, and let's figure out how between us we can do it. But he is an extraordinary leader, and I wish that people could see what I see.
The question was, what is the job of the vice president? And your answer is part of the job, I'm guessing.
Thank you, Stephen, for trying to rescue Kamala Harris from her own failure there. But no, she did not actually have an answer. So remember, weirdos want power. Now, here's the thing. A lot of human beings are strange. Human beings have weird quirks. That's what human beings are. But that is why the ones that you actually want in power are the ones who don't actually want to exercise that power in order to overthrow all of the traditional structures of society. Now, what's amazing is also what the media consider to be weird versus what is actually weird. So according to the media, the head of global markets at Credit Suisse, being a gender fluid false woman who is married to a woman and has a couple of kids, that's not weird. Dylan Mulvaney claiming to be a woman and then sitting with the president of the United States, that's not weird. Kamala Harris not speaking English and wandering aimlessly into NCAA locker rooms to give crappy speech, that's not weird. What's weird is that one time Ron DeSantis was on a plane and he ate pudding with his fingers. This is the weirdest thing. This is how we define weird. The way we define weird is whatever the left thinks is weird is weird. Men being women, not weird. So this is the big story of the day on the left. The only story that matters, according to the left today, is not the prospective financial meltdown. It is not the fact that the Democrats are now really indeed looking in major states to ban gas stoves. None of that matters. The only thing that truly matters, according to the left, is this story. So, the Daily Beast now reports that according to two sources, the Florida governor once ate, not repeatedly, once ate chocolate pudding with his fingers. Quote, the chatter over DeSantis' public engagement has also surfaced past unflattering stories about his social skills, particularly his propensity to devour food during meetings. He would sit in meetings and eat in front of people, a former DeSantis staffer told the Daily Beast, always like a starving animal who has never eaten before, getting bleep everywhere. Enshrined in DeSantis lore is an episode from 4 years ago. During a private plane trip from Tallahassee to Washington, D.C. in March of 2019, DeSantis enjoyed a chocolate pudding dessert by eating it with three of his fingers, according to two sources familiar with the incident. But that's all that matters, right? That's a huge story. Now, you have never eaten food with your fingers, of course, because you were brought up in the court of Queen Victoria. So you've never eaten food with your fingers. And if we're going to go on like the scale of weirdness, obviously eating pudding with your fingers on a plane in the middle of a campaign, way weirder than actually believing that a man who cuts off his dick is a woman. I mean, on the scale of weirdness, the president of the United States sitting there and calling it sinful not to trans the children, way, way less weird. Now, here's the thing. The current president of the United States actually has pudding for brains. So it is significantly less important to me how people eat pudding than the fact that the current president of the United States actually has pudding between his ears. Like, that is actually a real problem. But this is going to be the ongoing campaign. So the ongoing campaign against DeSantis, they've been struggling for this, right? Normally, they say a couple of things about Republican candidates. They say stupid, corrupt, or evil, right? Those are the big three. Stupid, corrupt, and evil. They can't say that DeSantis is stupid because he clearly is not. He went to Yale, and then he went to Yale Law School. And then he went to Harvard Law School. You can't say that he is corrupt because there's no evidence of corruption with Ron DeSantis. They've tried evil, but it doesn't really play because most of the policies that he's pursuing are widely popular. So now they're going with this fourth off-the-board option, which is weird. I don't think that is going to play, not at all, because here's the thing. If you watch DeSantis on the campaign trail, he's not weird. He's like a normal person. So if the best that they can do is he ate pudding with his fingers, good luck. with that. Meanwhile, they have another angle that they are taking with regard to the Republicans are the media, because they have to defend the Democrats at all costs. They're going back to the well on Republicans are really pessimistic and say mean and dark things. Here's a headline by Ashley Parker at the Washington Post. Quote, much of the 2024 GOP field focuses on dark, apocalyptic themes. Now, I remember this exact headline after Donald Trump's convention speech in 2016. It was dark and apocalyptic, and then he won. Here's the rule of thumb. When you're out of power, you say bad things about what's happening in the country. When you're in power, you say good things about what's happening with the country. Specifically because when you're out of power, you're running to be in power. What are you going to just say? Like, everything is bright and hunky-dory out there? Of course not. I seem to recall the entire media declaring that the apocalypse was upon us in the middle of an economic boom while Trump was president, while peace was breaking out in the Middle East. But apparently, if you mention that things are going poorly in the country or that we have some real serious societal fractures, this means dark and apocalyptic things. And the problem is that the American people kind of agree that things are not looking amazing in the United States right now. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. It's been a rough time for California residents from the seemingly endless barrage of deadly storms. Forecasters say two more heavy-duty storms will move in this weekend. Despite the loss of life and property, Porterville resident Maria Mancibo says the community is pulling together.
I'm very proud of our city. Everybody's coming together. My husband was getting the sandbags, and he was very impressed on how kind everybody was. They weren't fighting over it, and that's what we need to be doing at this time.
Audio courtesy of KFSN-TV. China's leader will head to Moscow in an apparent show of support for President Vladimir Putin.
Xi Jinping will visit Russia from Monday to Wednesday amid sharpening east-west tensions over the conflict in Ukraine. Russia's ongoing invasion of Ukraine is expected to dominate discussions. China has sought to project itself as neutral in the conflict, even while in 2022 Beijing declared it had a no-limits friendship with Russia and has refused to condemn Moscow's invasion. The Kremlin says next week's visit will take place at the invitation of Vladimir Putin. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
As Republicans reveal bank statements documenting payments made to the Biden family from China, Hunter Biden making an effort to redirect attention to his laptop, more specifically the repairman who turned it over to authorities. Biden's filing a countersuit against the Delaware computer repairman that challenges whether he followed state law when determining if the laptop was abandoned. The suit accuses the man of invasion of privacy and conspiracy to obtain and distribute data. The countersuit's in response to a defamation lawsuit filed by the man in 2019, which is ongoing. The repairman reached out to Biden multiple times to pick up the laptop, and he was ignored. More at townhall.com.
Dennis Prager here. Sue and I mean it when we say dogs are part of our family. We love Otto and Snoopy so much, and there's nothing like their loyal companionship. So we provide them with Rough Greens, R-U-F-F, because we want them to feel healthy and be with us as long as possible. I know Charlie Kirk feels the same way.
The Pragers and I couldn't agree more. I rely on my trusted furry friend, Mr. Briggs, who's an absolute machine, and he relies on me to provide what's best for him. Naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black has packed Rough Greens, not a dog food, but a supplement full of vitamins, minerals, digestive enzymes, and omega oils that Mr. Briggs absolutely needs and loves. Trying Rough Greens for your dog just makes sense.
Greetings, naturopathy Dr. Dennis Black here. I'm honored that the Pragers and Charlie trust their dog's health to Rough Green. I'm so confident that Rough Green can help your dog too that I'm offering you a free Jumpstart trial bag. Just cover the shipping. Yes, dog food is dead food, but it doesn't have to be. Go to RUFFGreens.com.
The first rally of former President Trump's 2024 campaign will be held in Central Texas. He'll begin his reelection bid at the Waco Regional Airport next Saturday. He's expected to face Ron DeSantis in next year's Republican primary, but the Florida governor is yet to confirm that he's running. a plan to clean up abandoned oil wells.
Officials with the Biden administration have visited a Louisiana wildlife refuge, touting plans to plug the orphan wells. Around 2 million abandoned oil and gas wells across the U.S. pose pollution threats, but their operators are bankrupt, can't be found, or otherwise cannot be made to clean up the sites. The Biden administration plans to tackle the problem with $4.7 billion from the bipartisan infrastructure bill passed in late 2021. A Louisiana wildlife official says wells there could leak residual oil, polluting chemicals, or methane gas at any time. John Scott report.
News and analysis at townhall.com. Slovakia confirms that it's sending Soviet-era MiG fighter jets to Ukraine a day after Poland announced it was doing the same.
Slovakia retired its aging fleet of MiG fighters last year. It's not clear when they'll be transferred, nor how many are in working order. Ones that can't be fully repaired would still be useful to Ukraine for spare parts. Poland on Thursday said it would send four of its MiGs, with more coming later. It'll be the first delivery of combat aircraft to Ukraine by allies since the war began. Ukrainian pilots already use such Soviet-era aircraft, so need no training. Kyiv has welcomed the development, but what it really wants is modern Western fighter jets, something key allies like the U.S. have repeatedly ruled out.
BBC correspondent Danny Eberhardt. There are massive protests in France against a measure that would raise the nation's retirement age to 64 from the current 62. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Today on the Matt Walsh Show, the media is warning about a dangerous and perverse new trend that has taken over TikTok. It's called being a stay-at-home mom. Very scary stuff, at least as far as the left is concerned. Plus, are UFOs landing on military bases and using their alien energy to give people traumatic brain injuries? In our daily cancellation, we tackle what may ultimately go down as the dumbest internet outrage of the year. All of that and more today on the Matt Walsh Show. Recently, our cultural authority figures, the people who decide what we're supposed to think and what we're supposed to do and what our values and goals and aspirations are supposed to be, have become very alarmed by a perverse and dangerous new trend among young women in particular. Of course, I'm not talking about the trend where young women have their breasts removed and then start injecting themselves with testosterone so that their hair falls out and they grow beards and they become infertile. The gatekeepers are not concerned about that trend at all. If anything, they're worried that the trend isn't even more popular than it already is. No, instead, they're deeply worried about women who choose the so-called trad wife lifestyle. Over the past couple of years, a growing number of women have started posting TikTok videos describing and documenting their day-to-day existence as trad wives, quote-unquote. What is a trad wife? Well, she is a woman who stays home to take care of the house, takes care of the children, while her husband goes to work. She does most of the cooking and the cleaning. She handles the lion's share of the domestic labor while relying on her husband to be the provider and breadwinner. In other words, she is just a normal woman doing what many millions of other normal women have done before her. Which is why my only objection really to the trad wife trend is that we're calling it a trend and we're giving it a cutesy name and a hashtag. That's my only problem with it. My wife would fit the description of a quote-unquote trad wife, but but not because she's taking part in a TikTok trend. We've been living this way for 10 years. And I wouldn't really call it a lifestyle either, but rather a system that works for us, just as it has worked for the majority of families all over the world since the dawn of human civilization. Even before the industrial age and the advent of the modern 9-to-5 job, before that, the phrase or the term stay-at-home mom didn't exist. Still, even then, most families featured a man who would go out, whether to the fields to farm or the forest to hunt or later to the office to earn a paycheck, and a woman who stays in the home to care for the children. This is a very standard arrangement. The women on TikTok aren't inventing a trend, but rather they're partaking in a way of life that is ancient and enduring and battle-tested. But that's not how the left sees it. As an article on FoxNews.com reports, quote, donning elaborate dresses, fastening an apron around their waist, and popping in their finest pearl earrings, or at least some iteration of pearls, for another round of household chores or cooking, more and more young women are following in the footsteps of the quintessential mid-century housewife, thanks to the latest TikTok trend. But while some women are eager to shirk all the hustle and bustle of today's corporate world and channel Barbara Billingsley as June Cleaver, others are none too happy with the trend. Quote, the new trend for submissive women has a dark heart and history, reads one headline from The Guardian. An article from Hypebae slapped the videos as disturbing, writing that they, quote, typically feature a cis-straight white woman longing for the 50s, an era where some women could opt out of participating in the corporate working world and be stay-at-home mothers instead. And a third from Grazia magazine accused the trend of, quote, romanticizing an era where sexism and racism ruled. We can also add a recent CNN article which calls tradwives, otherwise known as housewives or stay-at-home moms, a, quote, fringe subculture. Meanwhile, a piece by Insider says that many of these women are promoting white supremacist views. This was the argument made this week in a video by a left-wing media organization called Novara Media. A woman named Ash Sarkar argues that tradwives are really just agents of a far-right political agenda. Here she is.
Though the idea of women being confined to the home while men do things like go outside and work isn't exactly new, the image of 1950s suburban domesticity has been given a new lease of life by the gals on TikTok.
Can you imagine me, the wife of that boorish, brainless madam?
Some younger millennials and Zoomers have decided to embrace living la vida casserole, dedicating themselves to cooking, cleaning, and child-rearing while their husbands or boyfriends, I don't know, chop firewood or go to their job in human resources. And look, I'm not saying there's anything inherently degrading about being a mum or making nice meals. I like cooking elaborate dinners. For that matter, my boyfriend does too. But the tradwife trend isn't just a way to talk about the experience of being a woman and doing domestic labor. It's saying that being a woman or expressing your femininity most fully means doing all the domestic labor. Men and women are meant to have rigidly distinct roles in the home, in their relationships, and crucially, in economic activity. So this isn't just about personal choice or individual preferences. It's advancing a right-wing political ideology and dressing it up as a lifestyle. So why is this important? Three things. These women are often really young, in their 20s, and they're preaching the values of submitting to a husband to an audience of other young women. The tradwife trend doesn't exist in isolation. It's linked to deeply regressive political and social movements such as Christian and white nationalism and anti-feminism.
Feminism is an ideology which cannot be defended by feminists.
It's part of a wider shift of young people being dissatisfied with neoliberalism and wanting social change.
Well, she's right about that last point. Not any of the rest of it, but the last point anyway. But before we flesh that out, let's consider a few other points. First, you see how stigmatization is perhaps the left's most common and useful tool. Always has been. I mean, even as they claim that they want people to be free to live their lives without judgment, the truth is that they have a very rigid idea about what sorts of lifestyles should be embraced. And the standard is very simple, actually. It's not complicated. We should celebrate any and all lifestyles that would not be traditionally considered normal. Okay? That's the one rule. So live how you want, just don't be normal. That's why they use a term like fringe subculture to describe a housewife in an apron who would, but they would never put such a label on a man in a wig and a skirt standing up to pee in the women's restroom. He's not part of a fringe subculture. Instead, a 25-year-old woman with two kids and a husband baking a casserole, she's the fringe weirdo, the degenerate pervert. I'll have more to say on this in just a minute after a word from our sponsor.
We are at war, and we're in a recession. Two things the government doesn't want you to know. But it's only a matter of time until cracks start to show. And do you know who will get hit the most? You. That's why you need to protect yourself and your family, because things will get worse. Fortunately, Noble Gold Investments is here to help you. You've worked too hard to build up your savings and investments to see it all crushed to bits in the financial fallout from the wars, the trade tariffs, and the sanctions that are bound to happen. Gold and silver from Noble Gold Investments are real possessions in times like these. Knowing that you're outside the system when it all goes wrong is a great feeling. And a surefire way to keep your money safe for your retirement is a precious metals IRA. Noble Gold Investments has been helping people like you to keep their money safe for years with ease. And this month, they're giving away a beautiful Gold Eagle bullion coin with every qualifying IRA of $50,000 or higher. Make sure you don't get trampled. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and enter MATT in the promo code to get a free gold coin. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Individual results may vary. Consult with your financial professional before making an investment decision.
Now, if that same woman was doing all the same things, but happened to actually be a man, then she, or he in this case, would be revered as a bold and powerful woman daring to live her life as she wishes. The problem with the actual real woman living this way is that she, again, is normal. And while they shame normalcy as perverse and they treat perversion as normal, they somehow have succeeded in convincing many conservatives to not respond in kind, as we should. So they will openly call stay-at-home moms a fringe subculture while insisting that we must never use such language to describe lifestyles that are actually degenerate. And again, many conservatives willingly play along with this. They willingly play by this rule. The left accuses the trad wife of engaging in a political act. But the truth is that, you know, what they're really angry about is they're angry that she isn't engaging in a political act. She's simply living in a way that is healthy and traditional, and she's prioritizing her family. She is not turning her entire existence into a political statement. She is focused on things deeper and more meaningful than that. And that is what infuriates them. Remember that these are people who've structured their whole lives around opposing traditional values. They're not even pursuing happiness or fulfillment or meaning. They'll settle for misery so long as their misery is a protest against the value systems they despise. Except that ultimately their misery only confirms and supports that very same value system. And that's where the woman in the video had it right, I think. People are deeply dissatisfied with the life that leftism has given them. These so-called trad wives, they grew up in a society that told them that men and women are the same, that we ought to have exactly identical roles in society, that it's demeaning, it's oppressive to prioritize raising children and caring for your family, that fulfillment is found in serving your boss rather than your spouse, that a strong and independent woman is one who depends on her employer rather than her husband. They were raised in a culture that takes all of these ideas for granted. They were socialized and conditioned to accept them as gospel truth. And many of them did for a time, and then discovered that it was all a lie. You know, the most basic problem with leftism is that it is just hollow at its core. It doesn't have an answer, or at least not a satisfying answer, to the question of why we're here on this earth and what we're supposed to be doing with our time. This ambiguity, this lack of answers, is presented to us as freedom. But it's the freedom of being lost in the woods, the freedom of having no idea where to go or why. And that's not freedom, that's abandonment. And this is what has happened to multiple generations of Americans. They've been brought down a path with promises of happiness and fulfillment around the corner, and then they were just left there, abandoned. This is the source of much of the epidemic of despair, what we now call depression in our society. It stems from this, not from mental illness, but from this, that you have generated millions of Americans that were led down a path. They said, well, come this way. Don't go that way. Okay, that's the way that all of your ancestors went. That's the way that people for thousands of years went. Don't go that way. Come this way instead. And all these people listened. And they said, okay, I'll go that way. And then one day they looked around and they said, well, where are we exactly? What's the point of this? Where were you taking us? We're just lost here now. We're stuck. So the people who are returning to traditional lives, who are making the radical decision to focus on their families and their marriages and so on, these are people simply deciding to live with some sense of direction, to live with meaning. Okay, that's what they're doing. They're not making some white supremacist radical political statement. They are reclaiming meaning in their lives, and they are certainly happier for it. We'll be right back with more after a quick break to hear from our sponsors.
Enjoy cleaner, safer, and more private internet daily. Be more cyber zen. Catch the special deal now at NordVPN.com. With a few simple clicks, NordVPN will block online trackers and hide your virtual location. It will secure your devices from malware-infected downloads and block access to malicious websites. Enjoy internet without trackers. Internet without malicious websites. Internet without malware-ridden files. Imagine your data more secure. Your connection protected. Zen. Catch the special deal now at NordVPN.com. NordVPN. Cybersecurity built for every day.
Next up, Biden still hasn't signed the bill to declassify information regarding the origins of COVID, and the White House is struggling to explain why. We'll discuss after this quick break. Don't go anywhere.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Winter weather is upon us. When snow and ice and wind and rain can stir up dirt and grime on the roadways, impacting visibility and vehicle performance. So when the wash can't wait, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading, featuring car wash packages starting at only $9. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco M Brew.
Nine.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Matt Walsh Show. Well, it comes to the current occupants of the White House. If you want to know how stupid they are, here's a good example. Last week, the House and Senate both unanimously passed a bill to declassify all the intelligence around the origins of COVID. And this was a unanimous House and Senate. And there was zero no votes. I think there were a couple people that were voted absent or, you know, not present. But, nobody voted against it. Unanimous vote. And I usually say that bipartisan bills are the worst kinds of bills because legislation has to be pretty uniquely terrible to attract the support of both parties. But there are exceptions to every rule, and so this is one. Obviously, they should declassify whatever information they have. Even if they do declassify it, I'm not going to believe that they really declassified all of it, but in theory, this is the right thing to do, obviously. Now, I'm not going to give them much credit for voting for this. They all have re-elections, or most of them have re-elections that they have to worry about. They don't want to be on the record as being in the minority opposed to transparency when it comes to the origins of COVID. So they really had no choice but to vote in favor of it. And they all did. Legislation goes to Biden's desk. A week later, he still has not signed it or even decided what he's going to do with it. And Karen Jean Pierre was asked about this at the White House yesterday. Let's hear what she said.
I wondered if you do have an answer now as to whether or not the president will sign the COVID origins intelligence bill that was unanimously passed.
Thank you for the question. I know I was asked about it, I believe, on the plane on Monday, as you just mentioned. So we're looking at it. We have continued to share information with members of Congress. And as you know, just months after the president came into office, he asked his intelligence community to double down and to take a look of the origins of the COVID origins, because we believe it's important to get to the bottom of this and to get and also if once we have once the intelligence community has made the assessments, clearly we would share that with the public. As it relates to the legislation, we're going to take a look at it, and certainly we'll have more to share.
But you haven't made a decision whether
to vote. No, we're just taking a look. We're taking a look into the bill.
Just taking a look at it. This should be an easy slam dunk. You know, it's like you need to spend. First of all, they pass and sign legislation all the time without reading it. So since when do they care about that? This should be. I don't know. Think about it for half an hour and then sign it. There's nothing really to think about. Yes, obviously the public has the right to know everything there is to know about the origins of COVID. But also from a political perspective, you don't have a choice. This is unanimous. It takes two-thirds of a vote. It's a two-third vote to override a presidential veto. So even if he did make the politically suicidal decision to veto it, it's going to happen anyway. So you might as well just take the win, even if Biden would prefer not to declassify because he doesn't want to upset China. You have no choice. So you might as well say, well, yes, absolutely. Of course we're going to sign this right away. This administration cares deeply about transparency. That's going to be the result anyway. So you, from a political perspective, you take ownership of it and pretend that it's what you wanted to do. But these people are so stupid, they don't even understand that. I don't know why I'm giving political advice to the Biden administration. Not that they'll listen to it anyway. All right. This video is making the rounds. It's actually from several years ago, and it's from an episode of The Price is Right. And there's a certain contestant appeared on this show a few years ago, and you may recognize him. Let's watch.
You get to spin the wheel.
Yeah, you get to spin the wheel, but guess what? You get a second chance in this game first.
No way. Oh, yeah.
So you know two prices already, which is a great thing. $3.99 and $5.99. Which one do you want to keep?
I'm going to keep the $5.99.
Keep $5.99. Something else up here is $5.99. You can tell me what it is. You get everything.
I'm going to say the soup.
Soup. $5.99. It's pretty fancy. It is. Yes! You got it! Dylan's a winner! Dylan's a winner! Dylan, nice job, man. Look at that. We're going to spin the wheel right after this. Don't go away, folks.
My God. Imagine being the father. Imagine being a dad and you're told that, you know, your son's going to be on Price is Right. And you sit down and you have a beer and you sit down to watch him on Price is Right. And this is what you see. Imagine seeing your son. I don't know how you move on after that. Well, but of course, Dylan, all right, turn it off, please, turn it off. Of course, if Dylan Mulvaney's father thought that this was the worst embarrassment he was ever going to suffer, he was in for a rude awakening as time went on. Now, the point here, though, is that was a couple things. First of all, this guy's been starved for attention, you know, for a long time. Has been begging for attention. That's what all this is about anyway. But also, you note how his performance as a woman, as a quote-unquote woman, is identical to his performance as a flamboyant homosexual on Price is Right. And this is a performance as well. Because, like, no human being actually acts like that in real life. So this is a performance. Like, it's an affect that he's putting on. But it's exactly the same. Because that's all that a woman is to the left. That's the left's vision of womanhood. That's all a woman is. A woman is a flamboyant gay man in a dress. So you've got flamboyant gay man, and then you take that same flamboyant gay man, change nothing about him, put a dress on him, that's a woman. That is truly how they see it. Coming up next to the Matt Walsh Show, the Pentagon says that alien probes might be in our solar system. This is the best and most important news you don't want to miss. Stay tuned.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck for you? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, the longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record-high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Thanks for tuning into the Matt Walsh Show. Okay, we're going to get right to this because this is the most important. And if I don't mention it now, we might not have time for it. We'll start with the New York Post. Pentagon officials said in a draft document last week that aliens could be visiting our solar system and releasing smaller probes, missions that are conducted. Hold on a second. Releasing smaller probes like missions conducted by NASA when studying other planets. A draft research report authored by Sean Kirkpatrick, the director of the Pentagon's All-Domain Anomaly Resolution Office, and Abraham Loeb, chairman of the Harvard University's Astronomy Department, was released on March 7th and focuses on the physical constraints of unidentified aerial phenomena. The report read, quote, an artificial interstellar object could potentially be a parent craft that releases many small probes during its close passage to Earth, an operational construct not too dissimilar from NASA missions. These dandelion seeds could be separated from the parent craft by the tidal gravitational force of the sun or by a maneuvering capability. The AARO was published in July 2022 and is responsible for tracking objects in the sky, underwater, and in space, or possibly an object that has the ability to move from one domain to the next. Congress tasked NASA to find 90% of all objects near Earth that are larger than 140 meters in 2005, which resulted in Pan-STARRS telescopes, according to the report. On October 19th, 2017, the Pan-STARRS detected an unusual interstellar object that was later named, never know how to pronounce this, or any other word, Oumuamu, we'll just call it O, or Scout in Hawaiian. Okay, we'll call it Scout. The object was cigar-shaped, appeared flat, and was propelled away from the sun without showing a cometary tail, leading scientists to believe it was artificial. So this was, yes, and then there are images you can see of this, but it's just a long, flat, it looks like a long, flat object that we know is interstellar. And there are some scientists who think that it might be, they don't know exactly, but it might be artificial. It might be some kind of, alien technology. It could be a piece of something that broke off. Who knows? But this is what scientists are now speculating about, that maybe, and this would explain some of what we see in the skies, some of what military pilots have seen, the Navy pilots, where you've got these small, which seem to be vehicles that are moving around in odd ways, and they don't seem to be propelled by there's no propulsion device that we can see that's noticeable to us. And so maybe these are probes that are being sent from a larger craft, sent down to check out Earth, and then they go back to the parent craft and go on their way. It's a possible theory, but you have scientists who are speculating about this. Meanwhile, Tucker Carlson was recently on a podcast and had a really interesting conversation about UFOs. The whole conversation is 10 minutes long, And I debated playing the entire thing on the show, but I thought that might be pressing it a little bit. So instead we have, still kind of long, about 2.5 minutes, but it's an interesting story and with a little bit of a firsthand account here from Tucker Carlson. Go ahead and listen.
The Pentagon was required by the last defense authorization bill to like produce some of their files on UFOs, and it turns out they have known about this since the end of the Second World War, which ended in 1945. Been a huge increase during that war, during the war as well. Huge increase in UFO sightings, in UFO crashes, et cetera, et cetera. And it turns out the federal government has been tracking this for 80 years and lying about it. So why? Well, that's a great question, and I can't answer it. I have theories, but I don't know. But here's what I learned. The first question is this real? Or am I just being a crazy person who's spending too much time on the internet? Well, this summer, we got a call. We didn't reach out. This person called us. Lexi, who's standing right there, who's a genius, one of our producers, gets this call from this guy who's a tenured Stanford Medical School professor, and he wants to come on the show. Now, this guy has a couple patents, and so he's rich. And he's got tenure at one of the most prestigious schools in the world. So, like, he's not a flake. He comes on and he's like, 11 years ago, the U.S. government reached out to me because I'm an expert on head injuries, on brain injuries, traumatic brain injuries as a physician. And they had all these court cases from families of U.S. servicemen, over 100, who'd been killed by UFOs. And the Department of Defense was refusing to give them death benefits or medical benefits. And I'm like, and he's like, so they're in the courts. And I was like, there are over 100 servicemen killed by UFOs? Like, what? He's like, yeah, and there are court cases about it. I'm like, why isn't this on the front page of the New York Times? I don't know. But he goes, I'm involved in it. I'm one of the researchers, I'm an expert witness in these cases. What does that mean? And in a number of cases, these things have landed on military bases, including famously in Germany, in West Germany in the 70s, and servicemen have approached them. Like, what is this thing? There's this, like, giant glowing thing on the base. And they approach, and they get traumatic brain injury. Like, they are rendered...
Like, yeah, yeah.
Just, they get brain damage, or they're killed. And he studied their brains.
There it is. I mean, like I said, the whole conversation is interesting. It's about 10 minutes long, and he goes into talking about how, you know, most of the people that have looked at this have think that many of these objects actually are coming not from the sky, but coming out of the ocean. And that has also been observed. You know, sounds crazy, but there's actually video of that has also been captured by pilots and other kinds of videos where you can see things. There's video where you've got objects that come out of the ocean and then go fly up in the sky. Also video of objects going into the ocean at high rates of speed and not exploding on contact. I'll have more to say on this in just a minute after a word from our sponsor.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 27 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
So what are you going to do with this? There is a lot of evidence here, and I know we joke about it a little bit, but that's the truth. There's a lot of evidence. Now, is it enough to absolutely confirm that some sort of beings from another solar system or galaxy have visited Earth? No, because there's a lot of details that we don't have. But even so, I mean, when you start thinking about, well, if it were true that there were, an intelligent civilization out there somewhere, maybe multiple intelligent civilizations that have sent, whether manned or unmanned craft here, you think, well, if that were true, what kind of evidence would we have of it? And And the skeptics will say, well, we don't have any of that evidence. Well, actually, we do, though. We have a fair amount of it. We would have video. We have a lot of video. And it's not all now, you know, back in the 60s, if we were talking about UFOs, you could say, well, all the video is grainy and all that. That's not true anymore. There's some pretty compelling video and lots of it, not just a little bit. There's a lot of video evidence of things that are flying around in the sky in ways that should not be possible. So we have that. We also now even have scientists and people that have worked in the government going on the record and saying, this is what we've seen. This is what we're looking into. This is what we've researched. Here's the physical evidence that we have. Tucker Carlson was talking about people that have been suffered traumatic brain injuries because of contact with things, strange things that have landed. And so that's all evidence. Does it confirm? No. But it does mean that if you still are taking the position that none of this is alien in origin, that is actually an irrational position. It's quite irrational to say, to just definitively declare, as I hear many people do, absolutely not alien in origin. That's irrational, because it's just a fact that there is this evidence, and for you to take that position, you would have to just pretend it doesn't exist, or really, it would have to be on your part. It's a position grounded in your assumption that there can't possibly be any other intelligent life in the universe. And I think that is what really explains. Almost everyone who says, oh, none of this is alien in origin, it absolutely can't be. Almost all of them, they're saying that because they refuse to even consider the possibility that there are any other intelligent beings in the universe. And that is also an irrational position to take. It just is. The universe is vast. And it is absolutely loaded with things that we don't understand. And so to sit here and say, I know that this isn't out there. I have seen none of the universe, okay? I have seen none of it. I haven't even seen, like, it's not even a thimble compared to the ocean. Even that, it's like a molecule of the ocean compared to the entire ocean. I have seen that molecule, and because of that molecule, I know for a fact that there is nothing else out there. That's basically what you're declaring, and it is irrational. So that's it. What are you going to do with the information? It's maybe it's scary for people to think about, but these things are happening. Nothing we could do about it. We'll be right back with more after a quick break to hear from our sponsors.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Next up on our daily cancellation, we'll be canceling a journalist who started the stupidest controversy of the year. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Redding Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for the outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Redding Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, bounce houses. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, $5 for seniors, 12 and under are free. Sunday, we honor our veterans with free admission all day. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd. Go to www.reddingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Pedigo Redding, Zombie Arms and Ammunition, Crown Motors, and California Customs.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
And we're back with the Matt Walsh Show. Well, it's still pretty early, but we already have a candidate for the dumbest internet controversy of the year. And it all began, as it usually does, with a tweet. A tweet that countless news articles have described as mean, offensive, sexist, very, very bad. A tweet which has led to thousands upon thousands of people expressing their outrage while jumping on an internet dog pile that has lasted for days now. A tweet that's provoked reactions from members of the media, from celebrities, even from people who aren't mentally ill as well. So what was this tweet? What was this outrageous, unthinkable, calamitous tweet, which will live eternally in infamy? This tweet that will have monuments built to it so that generations can come and mourn together and remember the tweet and lament the tweet. Well, here is the tweet. Get ready for it. It was posted by journalist Lachlan Markey a couple of days ago, and here's what it said. Quote, "The tragedy of the White Stripes is how great they would have been with a half-decent drummer. Yeah, yeah, I've heard all the, but it's a carefully crafted sound, man, takes. I'm sorry, Meg White was terrible, and no band is better for having percussion." That's it. That's the whole thing. Lachlan posted an opinion about an early 2000s rock band, which he said didn't have a good drummer. He didn't like the drummer. He said the drummer of a band that broke up over a decade ago was terrible, and that is what caused mass outrage. This is what prompted not one think piece, but many. Just the first page of Google News results has 10 articles about this opinion from major media outlets, all condemning it as wrong, offensive, of course, misogynistic. Other musicians like Questlove from The Roots have joined in to voice their disapproval. Questlove responded, quote, "I try to leave troll views alone, but this right here is out of line AF. Actually, what is wrong with music is people choking the life out of music like an Instagram filter, trying to reach a high of music perfection that doesn't even serve the song or music." Out of line, he says. It is out of line to dislike the drummer from the White Stripes. You are not allowed to dislike her. You have to like her drumming. It is entirely out of bounds to have any other opinion about her drumming skills. This is also apparently the opinion of Jack White, of course, the former lead singer of White Stripes, who responded to the controversy with a lengthy poem that he wrote as a tribute to Meg White. Yes, that's correct. They are memorializing her as if the tweet literally killed her. They're writing poems in tribute to her because someone criticized her drumming on Twitter. So this is what Jack White posted on Instagram. He posted, quote, "To be born in another time, any era but our own would have been fine. 100 years from now, 1,000 years from now, some other distant, different time, one without demons, cowards, and vampires out for blood, one with the positive inspiration to foster what is good. an empty field where no tall red poppies are cut down, where we could lay all day every day on the warm and subtle ground and know just what to say and what to play to conjure our own sounds and be one with the others all around us and even still the ones who came before and help ourselves to all their love and pass it on again once more to have bliss upon bliss upon bliss, to be without fear, negativity, or pain, and to get up every morning and be happy to do it all again. Just a reminder, that is a poem written in response to one random guy who said Meg White wasn't a good drummer. He is the demon coward and vampire out for blood in this poem. He is the source of fear, negativity, and pain. And if you think that is just a tad melodramatic, wait until you hear Lachlan's inevitable apology tweet, which we knew was going to happen. Actually, it's more like an apology essay. Now, before we read it, you know, if it were me, and yes, I'm a contrarian a-hole. I know that. But if I had voiced a music opinion that prompted Jack White to write a tearful poem, I would think that the whole thing was absolutely great. It'd be the greatest thing ever, and incredibly funny, of course. I'd probably respond by randomly insulting other musicians just to see if I could get more of them to write retaliatory poems. I'd start thinking even bigger, actually. Maybe if I bullied enough rock stars, eventually they'd all band together and record a kind of We Are the World type charity single to stand up against my hate. That's what I would do. Like, that's my dream. But Lachlan adopted the opposite strategy, and instead of enjoying this hilarious moment, he ran away in fear. He deleted the offending tweet, he locked down his Twitter account, and he posted this apology. Quote, "By now you've probably seen an ill-advised and since deleted tweet that I sent out yesterday about the White Stripes and Meg White. It was an over-the-top take on the White Stripes and White as a drummer, and it was, let's face it, just truly awful in every way. Petty, obnoxious, just plain wrong. I don't know if Meg White herself saw that tweet. I hope not, because I imagine it wouldn't feel great to see a stranger dumping on you like that. So to Meg White, I am sorry, really. And to women in music, in the music business generally, who I think are disproportionately subject to this sort of I am sorry to have fed that as well. I'm really going to try to be more thoughtful in the future, both on here and off. I've been thinking to myself as all this, again, completely justified hate comes in over the last 24 hours. Why did I actually write that? It's not what I really think, and I like to think I'm not the asshole it made me out to be, or at least I try not to be. I think the answer in part is that the sort of vicious sniping is something that we as online folks tend to reward with eyes and clicks. And I think I got caught up in that implicit incentive structure with a needlessly inflammatory, downright mean, and most importantly, false take." Well, that is also embarrassing that I felt secondhand shame just from reading it out loud. I mean, we have seen some truly pathetic, groveling public apologies in the past, many of them. But this one manages to sink to new depths of self-degradation. He is pretending now that his tweet about a band that existed 20 years ago was some kind of trolling, intentionally inflammatory hot take. You know, as if he wrote that tweet about Meg White as a drummer, thinking that it would attract reactions from millions of people. But of course, that's not the case. It was just an innocuous opinion that was not intended to be the subject of a week-long national discourse. Meg White is a millionaire and a former rock star. She's not a victim. She's not a victim because some dude on Twitter doesn't like her drumming. All musicians encounter criticism. They have to be able to deal with it. They are not damsels in distress. Actually, the person being bullied here is Lachlan. He's the one being targeted and harassed by thousands of rabid hyenas who are enraged for reasons that they can't even explain. But Lachlan doesn't have the balls to make this point in his own defense, which means that all of my sympathy for him, of course, evaporates. Most pathetic of all, Lachlan is now confessing that the opinion he held up till 3 days ago about Meg White's drumming is now wrong. He's been convinced that his opinion was wrong. How was he convinced? Well, because lots of people were upset about the opinion. But how does that work exactly? You didn't like her as a drummer. You said you didn't like her as a drummer. A bunch of people cried about it. And now you do like her as a drummer? Their hurt feelings convinced you that your analysis of her artistic talents was incorrect? How does that work? And of course, just to make matters more ridiculous, the opinion that Lachlan articulated about Meg White used to be widely shared by nearly everyone. Because in fact, Meg White isn't a great drummer. It was never controversial to say that until everyone arbitrarily decided that it is controversial. In fact, many of the media outlets that are now valiantly defending Meg White used to publish reviews ripping her to shreds. For example, Pitchfork condemned Lachlan's tweet as a bad take. But back in 2003, here's what they wrote in a review for the White Stripes album Elephant. This is what they wrote. Quoting now, quote, "The naivete of Meg's playing deflates any big rock aspirations. Meg's pancake-handed drumming drips solvent over the whole experiment." Now, just to clarify here, pancake-handed drumming is not meant as a compliment. In fact, it's a pretty clever insult. And this is the kind of fun and vivid imagery we used to get from music and film critics before it was decided that the last thing a critic should ever do is engage in, you know, actual criticism. But this is not a surprise, really. I mean, there are many, many widely held beliefs and opinions from 20 years ago that are now treated as utterly shocking. Opinions about Meg White's drumming chops are the least of it. But this is how the game is played now. Opinions, no matter how innocuous or valid or both, you know, are treated like war crimes. At least some opinions, right? Because the rules are meant to be arbitrary. There's always this element of Simon Says to it. After all, it's not as though we live in an era of niceness where everyone is expected to be nice to each other and polite and gentle with their wording. There's still plenty of viciousness to go around. We live in a culture that is, in many ways, far nastier, far more negative, far uglier, far more cruel than it was 20 years ago, back when music critics delighted in finding creative ways to insult rock stars. It's just that the cruelty can only be sent in certain directions at people who are not accepted members of assigned victim groups. And if anyone commits the ultimate sin of wrongthink, then there's essentially nothing you can say or do to him that would be considered overboard. But Meg White, though a millionaire musician, can claim membership in a recognized victim group as a woman, which means that any criticism of her is a human rights violation. These are the rules now, and they are insane, which is why the cancel mob coming after Lachlan is canceled. But since he bowed and apologized to the mob, Lachlan himself is also, I must say, canceled. And that's all we have for today and this week. Thanks for listening. Talk to you on Monday. Godspeed.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. The collapse of Silicon Valley Bank is sparking multiple investigations.
The House Financial Services Committee's top Democrat, Representative Maxine Waters of California, said in a letter to regulators that while she is crafting legislation to give regulators more authority, agencies should immediately investigate bank failures and use available enforcement tools to hold executives fully accountable. The Justice Department, Security and Exchange Commission, Federal Reserve, and the California State Regulator of Silicon Valley Bank and several congressional committees have announced some form of investigations into the bank's failure.
The holding company that owns Silicon Valley Bank is filing for bankruptcy. SVB Financial filed for a court-supervised reorganization under Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection to seek buyers for its assets. California regulators shut down Silicon Valley Bank last Friday, making it the largest bank collapse since 2008. International Criminal Court issues an arrest warrant for Russian President Vladimir Putin for war crimes because of the abduction of kids from Ukraine. Moscow does not recognize the court's jurisdiction. There's a Ford recall to fix brake hoses and wipers.
Ford is recalling more than 1.5 million vehicles in the U.S. to fix leaky brake hoses and because on some models, windshield wiper arms can break. On Ford Fusion and Lincoln MKX midsize cars from 2013 through 2018, the front brake hoses can rupture and leak brake fluid, which can make stopping distances longer. Dealers will replace the hoses. The second recall covers F-150 pickup trucks from 2021. The windshield wiper arms can break on those models. Dealers will replace the arms if needed. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The latest atmospheric river headed to Southern California could bring 2 to 3 inches of rain to San Diego County. More at townhall.com.
Ms. Prager here. Sue and I mean it. Dogs are part of our family. We love Otto and Snoopy so much. There's nothing quite like their loyal companionship. So we provide them with Rough Greens. In fact, I just talked to my wife about it because we want them to be healthy and we want them to be with us as long as possible. That's true. I know Sebastian Gorka feels the same way.
The Pragers and I couldn't agree more. Our pups, Killy and Alea, rely on us to provide what's best for them. And naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black has packed Rough Greens full of vitamins
vitamins, minerals, digestive enzymes, omega oils, and more that supplement their food in a way that has shown us great results. Trying out Rough Greens is an easy yes, recommended by me, Dr. G.
Naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black here, and I'm so proud that the Pragers and Sebastian Gorka have entrusted their dog's health to Rough Greens. I'm so confident that Rough Greens can help your dog, I'm offering you a free Jumpstart trial bag. Just cover the shipping. Yes, your dog's food is dead food, but you can bring it back to life with Rough Greens. Go to RUFFGreens.com.
The German parliament has voted to limit its own size following heated debate.
Germany has the largest freely elected parliament in the world. And for years now, because of the country's complicated voting system, it's been getting even bigger with every single federal election. The German government argues that an ever-expanding parliament is expensive, unpopular with voters, and slows down agreement. But conservative and radical left-wing opposition parties are in uproar, because under the new rules, they would most likely lose seats in the next election. They accuse the government of a power grab, calling the reform an attack on democracy.
BBC correspondent Damian McGinnis. Restrictions are being lifted on former President Trump's YouTube account. That means is he can now post videos to the platform. YouTube is the latest platform to reinstate the former president's account. Facebook owner Meta and Twitter have both reinstated his accounts. News and analysis at townhall.com. A 14-year-old accused of being a hitman in a drug-related shooting is under arrest in Mexico. Correspondent Donna Warder reports.
The boy is nicknamed Chapito, or Little Chapo, after the imprisoned drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman. Authorities near Mexico City allege that in January, the boy rode up on a motorcycle and opened fire on a family holding a birthday party in a Mexico City suburb, killing 8 people and leaving 5 adults and 2 children wounded. A man was also arrested in the killings, and 7 other members of the gang were arrested on drug charges. The motive for the killings has not been made public. I'm Donna Warder.
About 56,000 service workers and teachers at L.A. Unified School District campuses might strike for 3 days next week. The SEIU union says it's waiting for a state mediator to schedule new talks. And Meta is rolling out its verified subscription service for Facebook and Instagram. More at townhall.com.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. 1 out of 5 falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
In the White House about what the blowback would be for approving the Willow Oil Project, because people have gotten quite upset about it. I think there's some protesters outside right now.
Well, I think that the concerns are based on what we should all be concerned about, but the solutions have to be and include what we are doing in terms of going forward, in terms of investment.
Yes, that's right. The concerns about what we should be concerned about, but really what it's about is investments, which is liberal for spending. Of course, they're not liberals at all, are they? That was Kamala. She continues to dazzle with her pal Stephen Colbert being fluffed. And she makes less sense than just about anyone you're going to find anywhere. But Colbert just nods, furrows his brow as though she had just said something intelligent. when clearly she had not. It is good to be a Democrat. You see, she was booed last night. She was booed by the crowd. She went to Iowa, you know, on a government, a U.S. Air Force 757, probably, maybe even one of the 747s, and she went to Iowa to watch her alma mater, Howard University in Washington, D.C., and they lost in the basketball game, but she went to the game with her husband, who is a complete goof also. He's the second gentleman. That'd be a funny title to have on your business card, wouldn't it? Second gentleman. Sure. You think the government gives them business cards for being the second gentleman? I bet they do. I bet we do. I bet we pay for his. I bet they're nice, too. Probably have, you know, like a metallic embossed, some kind of vice presidential seal or something. Or. Well, now, happy Friday and welcome. It is crazy out there. Boy, we got a lot more for you on the corrupt Biden family. And, you know, the only thing more corrupt than the Biden family right now is the American news media. I was researching the story last night and then again this morning, and there is a lot to report. We're now talking about maybe seven members, right? So, Congressman Comer, James Comer, he's on the job. He's doing the Lord's work here, and the Democrats, and that means the news media, they're doing everything they can to kill the story, just like they did with the Hunter Biden laptop story, which was, remember, it was Russian disinformation. That's what penitentiary face Brennan, the communist voting corrupt CIA director under Barack Obama. That's what he said in that phony letter with those 51 criminals. Criminals all, honestly, they should be rounded up. They should be publicly humiliated at Reagan Airport and put in ankle shackles and dragged away in orange jumpsuits. Honestly, I'm not saying we shouldn't hand them over to ISIS or anything, but ISIS and Al-Qaeda, they're making a big comeback, and we're in danger once again because of the radical Islamic jihadis, the troglodytes from hell. And it's all because of Joe Biden's handling of Afghanistan, or his mishandling of Afghanistan. But never mind that for now. The Chinese firm that sent $3 million to the Biden family and their associates appears to have been run by Chinese Communist Party member. Well, that's shocking, isn't it? But this is no big deal when you're a Democrat. Just like the Ukraine no-show job for Hunter Biden, the crackhead kicked out of the Navy, stripper, knocker-upper, $1 million a year for a no-show job in a business that he had never worked, the natural gas business, and he's getting just this much shy of $1 million a year. I'm holding my index finger 1 inch over my thumb with my right hand. This just shy of $1 million a year for Hunter Biden, and he didn't have to show up. I understand there was one meeting of the company and the board members, but it was in Monaco. He didn't have to go to Ukraine. It was in Monaco where, you know, as I understand it, only been there a couple of times, there are a lot of, you know, ladies of the evening that Hunter Biden, he might avail himself of their services. And they have casinos, too. And since he's got all this money for these no-show jobs, might have ended up in the casinos in Monaco. But never mind that right now. The news media couldn't care less. And then there is more, because Congressman Comer. Now, again, if this were a Republican administration, the feeding frenzy on the part of the news media would be audible all across the country. It would be like a piranha feast on a water buffalo that fell into the river. Honestly, they'd be destroying. Remember what it sounded like when President Trump or even his press spokesperson took the podium in the White House? It sounded like locusts from it was cacophonous every day. Now you've got. But it just stinks, and it might be the biggest scandal the biggest scandal in the history of American politics, like the laptop and all the stuff in the laptop and the no-show job in Ukraine and the threatening the government of Ukraine as Joe Biden did and then bragging about it that they had to fire the prosecutor that was investigating the company that was paying Joe Biden's family millions of dollars. And sure enough, they fired, and then the prosecutor in Ukraine. So the investigation of Burisma that was paying the Biden family stopped. The investigation stopped. And then we get this Russian thing, which wouldn't have happened if President Trump had been president. And now Ukraine gets tens of billions of dollars, everything they want, anything they want. There's, you know, sky's the limit. They got a blank check. They got, it's like an American Express black card. Is that a black card, the unlimited thing? Is that what it is? And I don't have that kind of, but, you know, that's another thing. Just amazing. And now it turns out that, and the news media couldn't be less interested. Not only could they not be less interested, but they attack anyone that brings it up. It's amazing. And now Congressman James Comer revealing that not only are there as many as seven Biden family members getting the corrupt cash through their corrupt racket that the news media couldn't be less interested in, from the Communist Party of China, from a Ukrainian gas company. Hunter Biden never went to Ukraine, never worked in the natural gas business, and all this is fine. Hunter Biden's buddy, Devin Archer, who's on his way to prison for fleecing a Native American tribe, he also got that $1 million a year deal with Burisma. Why? Because he's a friend of the Bidens, and it's you know, the whole thing is a racket. It's a shakedown. This is racketeering. Call in the RICO boys, because this is, it's got it all over it. Now it turns out there is more. That's right, there is more. There are two Russian oligarchs that funneled money to the, you know, Russian collusion. Remember that Russian collusion thing that never was? Somebody that Trump had lunch with once shared polling data with a Russian guy. And then, you know, the next day it was made available to the press because, you know, that's what you do with polling data. It's not like there were state secrets with top secret clearance. It was polling data. But that's what the media has. See, Russian. Now it turns out the Biden family, Russian oligarch money, two Russian oligarchs. And then when the Biden administration was sanctioning Russians and the Russian oligarchs and billionaires, guess who didn't get sanctioned? The two Russians that funneled money to the Biden family. And this is, once again, in the New York Times and at CNN, not a story. Not a story. I'm not sure which is the bigger scandal, the depth of the corruption of the Biden family, of Joe Biden and his many crooked, his band of crooked men. And you got the widow of Beau Biden, who was, of course, boffing Hunter Biden, the crackhead stripper knocker-upper, for a couple of years, apparently. And she's getting, you know, not too much cash. She's going to find out about this in the papers and realize that they were ripping her off. She only got $35,000. But why'd she get $35,000? You know, I mean, she was dating Hunter, and Hunter's getting millions of dollars. So here, you know, pay for it a little bit. There you go. It's a nice family, isn't it? It's really a nice family. Remarkable stuff. So we've got that going, and I've got a bunch of audio for you on that, and news stories that I will share with you on that. Also, President Trump released a video last night where he talked about what's wrong with the Democrat Party and some of what's wrong with the United States of America. Almost all of it has directly to do with the Democrat Party, of course. But President Trump, we have audio from his videotape that he released last night. And then the news media reacting to it is just, they're like suicide bombers on the brink. I think they're engaged in self-harm. Joe Scarborough should be checked to see if he engages in cutting, you know, like teenage girls, like the teenage girl cutting, because it is just, these people are psychotic. I've never, thank God, I'm signing the cross, but, you know, and it's St. Patrick's Day, too, so keep your eyes peeled on the road, you know. There are a lot of, you know, how things go, you know, the Irish. And the rest, because everybody's Irish today, right? And not everybody's professional drinker like so many of the Irish. So you got, that's why the roads are so much more dangerous today. But it is Paddy's Day, and happy Paddy's Day. Start out with the drinking lead. But, you know, that's what it is, isn't it? And Paddy's Day. And now Cinco de Mayo is number two in America to St. Paddy's Day when it comes to drunk driving arrests and things like that. But setting that aside, President Trump, with his speech last night on released on video, and the media is furious with him for stating what is plain to see, because we don't have a legitimate media. Also, the Washington Post, they're on the bandwagon too, as you might imagine. The psychotic, at St. Patrick's Day, I assume the people of the Washington Post will be looting downtown D.C. later today. But the Washington Post headline today, As Trump vows, quote, retribution, end quote, GOP hopefuls also descend into darker rhetoric. And then they accuse Republicans like Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis of being apocalyptic. And wait till you hear what they're, why they're accused of being apocalyptic by the Washington Post. I mean, the Democrat Party is an apocalyptic death cult. They, you know, they raise their children to believe that we're all going to die soon because a picture of a polar bear somewhere that's completely fallacious, of course. And, you know, there are five times as many polar bears today as there were in 1970. Did you know that? And some people asked me, because my best girl and I went to Antarctica recently, crossed the Drake Passage, harpooned some whales, clubbed some penguins and baby harp seals. They don't have harp seals there either. But people ask me, did you see polar bears? Well, no, there are no polar bears in the south. They're only in the north. And there are five times as many of them as there were. Amazing stuff. Also, one of the Osondario brothers was on the Fox News channel this morning, and he had a little slip up, and he referred to Juicy Smollett as Juicy. He actually called him Juicy. It was a little slip of the tongue, but one of the Osondario, we were sharing, because that, talk about the big lies. How many big lies are there? From Russian collusion to this is MAGA country and Juicy Smollett, and these things are, it takes years before, you know, masks work and Fauci tells the truth and lockdowns are a good thing for the whole country and shutting down the economy and locking down schools is good. And, you know, you've seen the stories lately about teenage girls in crisis all across America and the thoughts of suicide and all these terrible things. This is all the Democrat Party. It is literally all the Democrat Party. That's not just rhetoric. That's true. That's one of the benefits of just telling the truth about stuff. It's great. But we got a lot of things for you today. Silicon Valley update and the Credit Suisse. Let's just call it Credit Suisse because that's American. We're not going to say Kiev and we're not going to say Credit. Okay. So we got that. Also, the radical left wing extremist George Soros, you anti-Semite district attorney in Los Angeles, George Gascon, who loves crime. He loves nothing more than crime. Well, maybe criminals. He loves crime and criminals. But now if you're an employee of this radical left-wing pro-crime George Soros anti-Semite district attorney, now you get a shuttle service to bring you to and from work because it's too damn dangerous to leave the place on your own. And they recognize that it's too dangerous, so now everybody gets shuttle service at taxpayer expense because they've made the city so dangerous, so threatening out there on the sidewalk that they had to promise their employees, I think they probably call them workers, a ride back and forth. Amazing stuff. So we got some of that. The New York Times has come up with a new lie about the origins of the Wuhan Red Death. New lie. Now they got, what was it, a pangolin or something? Now they've got raccoon dogs. Raccoon dogs. Isn't that a line from a Joe Biden thing? Is that a dog-faced pony soldier? And now they got raccoon dogs. They're making up new excuses. The New York Times making up new excuses for the communist Chinese. We got a border update. We got, in California, they might ban skillets. You know, skillets like Trayvon Martin had when he stayed back to beat up the gay guy. They're Skittles, I know. But the Reverend Al likes to call them skillets because he's a million-dollar journalist at NBC. The mayor of Chicago gets a little talking to from a reporter there. And we are at 888-630-9625.
The earth is on fire, and we're all going to die soon.
There's only one Chris Plant, The Chris Plant Show.
Eden Pure is having their famous BOGO deal on Thunderstorm air purifiers. One listener wrote, it makes a huge difference with our cat litter box. I just wish I had waited for the BOGO deal. I need another one. Well, now is that time. BOGO is back, so when you buy one Thunderstorm, you get one free. No matter how many you buy, you get an equal number free. Buy two, get two free. Buy five, get five free. The Thunderstorm will completely eliminate any odor, even the worst kinds of odors. Pets, cigarette smoke, urine, your mother-in-law's cooking. Now is the time to order. Eden Pure's Buy One, Get One Free sale is this week only. With more than 265,000 Thunderstorms sold and countless five-star reviews, you know it works like a champ. People are buying several for around the home and as gifts. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. Use the discount code Chris. That's EdenPureDeals.com. The discount code is Chris, and shipping is free.
Wendy's 2 for $6 lets you mix and match some of our best items, like Dave's Single with a 10-piece crispy nugs, medium strawberry lemonade with a spicy chicken sandwich, spicy chicken with a Dave's Single, Dave's Single with a strawberry lemonade, strawberry lemonade, strawberry lemonade, if you're into that. Chicken Sam, crispy nugs, strawberry lemonade, Dave's, nugs, nugs, Sam, Sam. Whew. Pick what you want at a price you want. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's 2 for 6.
For a limited time, price and participation may vary at U.S. Wendy's. Solid card only. Single item at regular price.
What do you mean he went searching for fresher powder? We have full classes today.
Instructor down at Vesper Ski School.
Support each other to snowplow, honey. Not a way.
She needs more ski instructors to slalom through the day-to-day.
Pizza? Fries? Whoa, Braley, no! Pizza, pizza!
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Be more CyberZen. Get NordVPN. With a few simple clicks, NordVPN will block online trackers, secure your devices from malware-infected downloads, and block access to malicious websites. With NordVPN, enjoy internet without trackers, without malicious websites, without malware-ridden files. Be more CyberZen. Catch the special deal now at NordVPN.com.
Research shows listeners prefer a personalized experience. So to help you remember, Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance. We personalize this ad for Amber, who really misses boy bands from the 90s.
Hey, girl. I'm the cute one, here to tell you how Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
I'm the heartthrob. The only thing I love more than you is saving. And I'm the other boy in the band everyone forgot about. Just happy to
be here. Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Kansas City Steak Company, another AmericanEagle.com success story. Started in 1932 as a family-owned butcher shop, today they're a leading distributor of superior all-American steaks delivered right to your door, ready for the grill and your taste buds. When it came to their website, an average site wouldn't do. They chose AmericanEagle.com to take their website to the next level. With a dramatic increase in competition and a softening market demand, they had two challenges: improve their brand presence and message, and produce a positive return. AmericanEagle.com got to work and executed usability studies and detailed audits of site experience, digital assets, and marketing. The result? An integrated digital marketing and customer experience plan, organic traffic increase of 20%, and a long-term roadmap for success. If you love great steaks, go to KansasCitySteaks.com. For website design, development, and online solutions that bring efficiency and results, visit AmericanEagle.com. If you need a results-driven website, call the team at AmericanEagle.com at 877-WEBNOW1. That's 877-WEBNOW1.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Now listen to this. This is a crazy statistic. Abraham Lincoln, perhaps you've heard of him. He was the first Republican president of the United States. He was naturally murdered by a Democrat because the Democrats were so hell-bent on keeping slavery. And John Wilkes Booth was an actor and a Democrat, naturally, who loved slavery. In any event, Abraham Lincoln was elected. He was inaugurated in 1861, and then he was inaugurated a second time, March 4th, 1865. March 4th, 1865 was his second inauguration, okay? Not too long after that, a Democrat shot him in the head at Ford's Theater in Washington, D.C. I know it well. Been there many times and been into the booth. And so here's the thing. Joe Biden was born on November 20th, 1942. November 20th, 1942, Joe Biden was born. So if you look at Joe Biden being inaugurated as president, January 20th, 2021, and Joe Biden being born November 20th of 1942. He was born, the day that Joe Biden was born, we were closer to Abraham Lincoln's second inauguration than we were to Joe Biden's inauguration as president. We're a young country. That's one of those young country stories. And we have an old president. That's one of those old president stories. Now, I know a lot of 80-year-olds that are just great, you know, playing golf. They'll box you. They'll jump out of airplanes like H.W. Bush with a parachute, of course, and things like that. But Joe Biden is not one of those guys. He can barely open a door and walk through it. He's not in good shape. But 28,552 days. The math has been done. 78 years, 2 months, and one day. Joe Biden was born closer to the second inauguration of Abraham Lincoln than his own inauguration. That's kind of a fun statistic. And the Democrats, they were still fighting for slavery back then. Now, well, what about now?
This is the Chris Plant Show.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Winter weather is upon us. When snow and ice and wind and rain can stir up dirt and grime on the roadways, impacting visibility and vehicle performance. So when the wash can't wait, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading, featuring car wash packages starting at only $9. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco & Brew.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
/newborns.
Yeah, we got one of the Asundario brothers, and also beer. Beer is in danger because of global warming. It was on the news last night. They have fact checkers and stuff. And since Joe Biden was born closer to the second inauguration of Abraham Lincoln than he was to his own inauguration, that is one of those stories about how young this country is. It's a very young country, and time moves right along. Time marches on, as they say. And Joe Biden, you know, I was texting with my friend Brian, and he said, he's an Irish guy, and it's St. Patrick's Day. And he said, you know, Joe Biden will probably be the last segregationist president that the United States will ever have. Now, of course, he's not segregationist now, but, you know, as Brian and I were talking about this, I went to to Al Gore's amazing internet, peace be upon him. I did a quick search. I found NBC Fake News, which is a Democrat Party front group, of course. June 25th of 2019. How old was Joe Biden then? And the headline is, Joe Biden didn't just compromise with segregationists. He fought for their cause in schools, experts say. They talked to experts. They had to talk to experts about it because you know how experts are expert in these matters. Joe Biden helped give America the language that is still used to oppose school integration today. Legislative and education history experts say. NBC fake news here. This is, you know, Janelle Ross wrote the story. And she talks about how Joe Biden, in a Senate hearing in 1975, when the, you know, the Ford Pinto was a, was a big hit and the AMC Pacer. These were big things going on in 1975. We were pulling out of Vietnam. Richard Nixon was getting us out of yet another Democrat Party war. This one in Vietnam. But they were fighting communists back then instead of saddling up with them. So that was different. In a 1975 Senate hearing, the legendary civil rights lawyer Jack Greenberg had something to say to freshman Senator Joe Biden. Greenberg, longtime director of the NAACP Legal Defense Fund, took Biden to task for sponsoring a bill that would limit the power of courts to order school desegregation with busing. You remember when Joe Biden said he didn't want his kids going to school in a racial jungle, a racial jungle. But when you're a Democrat, your slate is wiped clean every morning by the New York Times. It doesn't matter what you do, who you are, what you say. You know, if you're Dan Quayle, one 3-second mishap, he took the lead from the school teacher at an event. And that will be the first line in his obituary 100 years from now. And, you know, a smart guy. Joe Biden, a moron and a racist and a well-established. He also led the high-tech lynching of Justice Clarence Thomas, just by the way. That wasn't in the 1860s. That was Joe Biden was the chair of the, I think he was the chairman back then. You could say chairman because the Democrat Party recognized gender back then. They don't anymore. But he was the chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee that presided over the high-tech lynching. NBC News continues, it was a move that followed the wishes of many of Biden's white constituents in Delaware. The bill leaves a brick through the window of school integration, said Greenberg, one of the lawyers who had won the Brown versus Board of Education case that ended legal school segregation 21 years earlier. According to Greenberg, Biden was the man with his hand on that brick. Now, when you're, he's the white man. It should say white man with the hand on the brick, shouldn't it? But when you're a Democrat, that is just washed away. It's an amazing thing. You know, the Washington Post, yesterday, the front page of the Washington Post, they were attacking Ronald Reagan yesterday in the Washington Post because they still hate the most successful president of their lifetimes and smashed the Soviet Union. They love the Soviet Union. They kind of are the Soviet Union now. Amazing. Yeah, front page above the fold, yesterday's Washington Post. GOP split on Ukraine shows Reagan's fading allure. This is the front page of the Washington Post yesterday, and it's just fiction. It is. They should really get awards for fiction, not for journalism. These people prostitute themselves to the Democrat Party in ways that's just it's beyond belief. Yeah, but they're still attacking Ronald Wilson Reagan, savior of the Western world, because they just don't like the United States of America. They don't like American success. They seem to favor commies. Know what I'm saying? See what I'm saying? GOP pulls back on foreign intervention. I'm sorry. It was the Democrats that got us into World War I, World War II, the Korean War, the Vietnam War. It was Jamie Gorelick in Bill Clinton's Justice Department that stovepiped the intelligence community and the FBI so they couldn't talk to each other. And that's why the 19 hijackers got through the torpedo net for September 11th, 2001. And so the Democrats really got us into that one, too, just by the way. Oh, yeah, and also in yesterday's Washington Post, Wellesley College, that's where Hillary Diane Rodham Clinton went to school. It's, you know, it's all-girl school, if you know what I'm talking about. That's the thing. I'm making hand signals to Michael Piercy. Wellesley College students vote to admit transgender men. Whatever that means. Does that mean women who say they're men or men who say they're women? I think a transgender woman is a man who says he's a woman, right? So a transgender man would actually be a woman, a biological woman, born female, girl. You know, a woman is an adult female human. Democrats have lost sight of that. Wellesley College students vote to admit transgender men, comma, non-binary people. There are no non-binary people. There, but that's your Democrat Party. And they're attacking Ronald Wilson Reagan on the front page, above the fold of yesterday's, and in doing so, attacking the Republican Party as a whole, writ large. GOP split on Ukraine shows Reagan's fading allure, like he was some kind of a big interventionist, honestly. That's completely ridiculous. What a clown car the Washington Post is. Extraordinary. And the GOP split on Ukraine shows, you know what it shows? It shows that at least some Republicans have the intellectual capacity to debate the great issues of our day. Matters of war and peace and hundreds of billions of dollars, life and death, war in Europe, the scourge of communism, which, you know, Ron DeSantis wants to teach in schools, and the Democrats fight violently against it. In Virginia, the Republicans wanted to teach the nightmare of the horrors of communism, and the Democrats killed it because, well, you can only conclude that they're pro-communists. What other possible conclusion could you come to? But that's it. GOP split on Ukraine shows, you know, the Washington Post gets it all wrong. They've got three typists from the radical left wing, the DNC steno pool, typing up the story yesterday. And I remember when one reporter would write a story, but now their brains are so tiny as they're hiring more and more incompetent people who know nothing about history. And the GOP split on Ukraine, what it actually shows is that at least there is one political party in the United States that can have debates and doesn't goose step with one another, with the leadership. Oh, yeah, also there's an interesting story today about how Nancy Pelosi was so divisive. And Kevin McCarthy is not. Kevin McCarthy is bringing people together. But Pelosi is doing this. You know, she doesn't recognize Kevin McCarthy as her successor, as speaker, because she's like a withered away little Nazi. Isn't that the rhetoric that we? I think it is. Yeah, it is. All right, let's take a phone call. And then I want to get to, because beer, it's St. Patrick's Day. And according to the news media, beer is in danger because of global warming. The very existence of beer itself, not like whether you can get an ice-cold bottle of Bud Light this afternoon, which surely I will, but the beer itself could be in danger. Well, now, they don't say could be. They say beer is in danger because of global warming, because of climate change. But right now, let's go to the telephones. Let's go to Christian, calling from Fayetteville, North Carolina. Christian, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Great to be on. Thank you so much.
You betcha.
Hey, just a couple things real quick. My father-in-law, 78-year-old, Vietnam vet, pro-American, me and him talk all the time about politics, and something we always beat our heads on is it seems like every time the Republicans or, you know, have the Democrats in the corner, we think, you know, something's going to happen. We got Biden. We got Clinton at Benghazi, whatever the case may be. Nothing ever happens. We always, you know, we always say there, so yeah, but, you know, nothing will happen. They'll get away again, and everything will just go the same. And there's that I want to talk to you about. I want to ask what you thought of that. If something's finally going to happen with whether it be Mayorkas getting impeached or Biden getting called to task or something like that. And I also want to give you an update. I called you last year and told you my daughter was a intern at Heritage Foundation.
Yes. I remember that. Very good. Yes. And?
She's still there full time, doing really good. And she just had one of her pieces tweeted by Senator Cruz. So we're all just psyched.
Is that right? No kidding. Well, tell us more. Tell us, if you'd like, your daughter's name and the story so people can find it.
Sure. My daughter is Hannah Davis, and she's at the Immigration Studies at Heritage. And if you just type in Hannah Davis, and you'll see all her different pieces that she's done. So she's been doing radio spots, and we are just super, super proud of her. You know, of course, she's a homeschool graduate as well.
So wow. Wow. How great is that? And wow, that is just wonderful. And she live in D.C.? Well, you don't have to say. Don't say, but she, Hannah Davis at the Heritage Foundation and Ted Cruz himself, Senator Ted Cruz, yeah. The star of his Harvard Law School class, tweeted out your daughter Hannah Davis's piece from the Heritage Foundation.
Yes, sir.
And is that in the Daily Signal?
Yes.
That is just wonderful. You've got every reason to be, you know, you've got every reason to be proud. And you homeschooled your daughter, and she's obviously an extremely bright, knowledgeable person, working for the cause of human liberty and freedom. And, you know, God bless. And your father,
father-in-law.
Your father-in-law, 78-year-old Vietnam veteran and patriot. Now, one of the questions you asked, the GOP fails to seal the deal every time. And you're right about that, of course. And one of the problems, I'm tired of hearing it, but it continues to be true, is that if a Republican were involved in a scandal where he and his family were collecting millions of dollars from a Chinese Communist Party representative and taking in millions of dollars from a Ukrainian gas company and for a no-show job, the news media, again, there would be a feeding frenzy, the likes of which you haven't seen since the movie Piranha 2 came out. And they would be slaking their thirst, the bloodthirsty jackals of the New York Times down to CNN would be slaking their thirst on those Republican crooks, and they would be hammered and pounded every day, all day, and it would become a part of the American lexicon that the Republicans are crooks. That if it were a Trump, look what they did to Trump with fake allegations of Russian collusion. And now, look what we have right in front of us with bank records, with emails, with eyewitness testimony, with a CEO, Tony Bobulinski, with whistleblowers testifying to the Biden family's corruption. And the news media attacks the messenger. You know, if I talk about it here, I'm attacked. If on Newsmax they talk about this huge scandal, this giant story, then what happens is the New York Times and MSDNC and the rest, they attack because they all talk about goose-stepping together, talk about lockstep, the American news media. They've never seen a story that is bad news for Democrats that they liked. And they've never seen a story that was bad news for Republicans that they didn't bang the drum on forever. And it doesn't have to be true when it comes to Republicans. You know, it's like Malcolm X said. You know, I love playing Christian this soundbite from Malcolm the Tenth, because in the early 1960s, Malcolm X said that the media is the most powerful institution in the world. They can make the innocent guilty and the guilty innocent. And honestly, they took President Trump. There was no Russian collusion, but half of America still thinks there was some kind of Russian collusion. Now, we've got Joe Biden in the emails and the Hunter Biden laptop. They killed that laptop story, which was all true. All of it was true. The New York Post was made the villain of this story. Twitter killed the story. The FBI was in on killing the story with here's the problem we have, Christian. We live in a very corrupt country. The United States of America, I'm sorry to have to report, is a terribly corrupt country. And Malcolm the Tenth saw it in the early 1960s.
With skillful manipulating of the press, they're able to make the victim look like the criminal, and the criminal look like the victim.
And that's what we're seeing here again, Christian, that President Trump didn't collude with Russia. He didn't do anything with Russia. He created a great economy, world peace. Everything was great during the Trump administration, gas prices, inflation. People buying homes, we were booming. And then the communist Chinese, with the help of some American institutions funneling money to the Wuhan Institute of Virology, came up with this crazy virus. And then the left, who shut down the world, who shut down the businesses, who shut down the schools. It was the left. And if you, like Ron DeSantis said, we're not doing that, then of course you're the villain of this story. Then who made out better in the end, but Florida and Texas. Christian, final thought?
Yeah, do you think that the Republicans in the House, since we have the House, do you think they will have the guts to really, really do something this time?
Well, gosh, I certainly hope so, even though they are up against it as usual. But I've got a bunch of audio on this that you want to hear from Congressman Comer. where the truth is coming out, half the country won't care, and most of that half won't even hear about it.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes. I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No. It's super fast and easy, and I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PUSH for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code PUSH. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PUSH for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code PUSH.
Be more CyberZen. Get NordVPN. With a few simple clicks, NordVPN will block online trackers, secure your devices from malware-infected downloads, and block access to malicious websites. With NordVPN, enjoy internet without trackers, without malicious websites, without malware-ridden files. Be more CyberZen. Catch the special deal now at nordvpn.com.
The Dell Technologies semi-annual sale starts now with limited quantity deals on select performance PCs powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Save on select Vostro laptops with built-in security features and select Latitude laptops with enhanced privacy, collaboration, and connectivity. Save on select essential accessories plus free shipping and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes. I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No. It's super fast and easy, and I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PUSH for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code PUSH. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PUSH for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code PUSH.
The steak experts at Omaha Steaks are helping you spring into something delicious with their semi-annual sale. Grab all your favorites at 50% off, like tender steaks, ocean fresh seafood, air-chilled chicken, and more. Plus, use promo code HOT at omahasteaks.com at checkout for an additional $30 off your order. Get fired up and spring into something special. But hurry, 50% off site-wide is only for a limited time. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use code HOT at checkout for an additional $30 off during their semi-annual sale today. Minimum order may be required.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt?
I owe the IRS $37,000.
Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs that may protect you from IRS collection agencies. They have the power to garnish your wages, put liens on your property, and levy your bank account. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS.
Civic Tax Relief basically represented me against the IRS, and by the time everything was completed, I didn't owe the IRS anything.
Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs available for free.
I would recommend anyone who has a tax problem to contact Civic Tax Relief.
Just call 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908. Don't wait. Call now. 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908.
In honor of all those we've lost to cancer and those still fighting and thriving, like basketball analyst Dick Vitale,
I want to beat cancer. I'm going to beat it. That's no doubt in my mind. I'm going to win this battle.
Defeating cancer will take all of us. At the V Foundation, V is for victory over cancer. V is for victory over giving up.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Join our team in the fight against cancer at V.org.
Now, first of all, we tweeted out at the Chris Plant Show, hey, this caller, Christian's daughter, doing great work at the Heritage Foundation. And then Hannah Davis at the Heritage Foundation tweeted out, my dad will never change. And for that, I'm grateful. See, this is what a normal family looks like. The Democrats don't know what those are. Speaking of the Biden family, segregationist dad showering with his daughter, the crackhead son that sent him to the best law schools and everything. But here's a story today from ABC Fake News. Hunter Biden files counterclaims against computer repairman over handling of infamous laptop. The president's son has embarked on a counteroffensive against his critics. They're not really critics. You know, what's going on here is corruption is being exposed. ABC News actually admits in this piece that they've posted online today. Listen to this. They wrote, ABC News has not reviewed nor verified the contents of the laptop or hard drive for lack of trying. You know, sometimes people say not for lack of trying. No, this is for lack of trying. The New York Times, long after it mattered, after the election, verified the contents of the laptop. The FBI has verified the contents of the laptop. The CEO of one of the Biden family businesses, Tony Bobulinski, has verified the contents of the laptop and the hard drive. But ABC Fake News, where they pay Clinton administration official George Snuffleupagus $20 million a year to lie to the American people while smiling with a twinkle in his eye. And they all have sex with each other, don't they? This is where monkeypox comes from, which they now like to call mpox. I prefer monkeypox, don't you? I prefer monkeypox. ABC News has not reviewed nor verified the contents of the laptop or hard drive. Why? You might ask why. But Mac Isaac, who, the laptop... Hunter went in all cracked up and drunk and dropped it off and asked him the job that he had required that he go through the contents because of what Hunter Biden had asked for. But he was too messed up in the head to remember most of that. But Mac Isaac had to go into hiding because of all the death threats from the crazy, violent leftist criminals. You know, the Democrat Party. Isn't that amazing? Wait till you hear James Comer on the Biden family coming up.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.